it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Obi and Anthony.
You just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027 WNEW.
It's written from the perspective of a priest that I knew. Many years ago when I was going through some troubled times, I went to him for some advice and love advice. And
sure, he helped you.
He helped me out a great deal.
You're not a virgin anymore.
Great.
Jesus.
Now that. Deep in prayer, my cross to bear, I kneel upon the floor. Temptations of a Catholic priest are easy to ignore. But I cannot control myself, it rips my soul apart. For one small sheep among my flock has stolen a shepherd's heart. Altar boy, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside my rectory. At Sunday mass or Bible class, I catch him in my view. So I close my eyes, but there he lies, spread eagled on the pew. And when I see him in that frock, my conscience goes awry. I'll give him some communion wine that's spiked with Spanish fly. Altar boy, is it gonna be heaven or hell? You can play my organ all night long if you promise never to tell. Hallowed be thy name. I could dress him up like the Pope and then I'd call dear God the shame. No, no, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from sin. We could pretend that he was Jesus Christ and I was Mary Magdalene. Altar boy, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside my rectory. Oh, altar boy, oh, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside my rick. Oh my God. De profundis clamo a te, Domine, Domine, ad voce mea, fiat ales tu et.
The Opie and Anthony Show have been removed from the airwaves.
Oh. Well, that was... It shouldn't have offended too many people, right?
I didn't swear.
Too stupid. You know how much money I'm making to suck this bad?
You little freak.
Anthony.
I find you repulsive.
Who?
Opie and Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Obi and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
But don't screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible. 1027.
WNEW.
It is Obi and Anthony. Hello, how are you guys? Thanks for joining us.
There we go.
We don't have a boss right now.
We're bossless.
Or do we officially?
I don't know.
You know, all I can say is within the last... We've been here, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
Ant and I officially have seniority over everyone in this place.
Hey, that's right. Look at that.
Oh, no, which means we're the next to go.
I know.
Wow, we have seniority? That was quick. We've been here longer than every single person now.
Oh, my God. It's like the friggin' Gambino family in this place.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
I mean, NEW was the station where guys, like, died. You know, they stayed here until they died.
Until they dropped.
Their careers were, what, like 40 years long, you know?
Ah, yes.
I'm sorry. Your services are no longer needed here. Take the cannolis. Leave the gun.
Well, Paulie, you won't be seeing him no more.
Well.
Well.
Yeah, this was the place where people died, and within a year and a half, we are now...
Top
dogs. We've been here longer than anyone else.
How about that? How'd that happen?
So...
Are they speculating anywhere?
What do you mean?
The media? Anything? Can we talk about this? Are we allowed? I don't know what we could talk about anymore. Call upstairs. Let's ask our old boss.
Get him on the phone.
Get him on the phone, for God's sake.
We're actually really sad today, because the guy who brought us to New York, a guy, believe it or not, we got along with,
tragically died in a car accident.
No.
Oh, that old gag.
He's doing all right, but... But he will no longer be our boss.
Yeah. Aw.
So we're kind of sad today, to be honest with you.
I do feel kind of bad.
All kidding aside, because he was the guy who hired us.
Boy, all the authority figures just dropping like flies around here.
What happened to Roger?
I don't know.
It's pretty pathetic. People used to come here and, like, their careers would end when they would die, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't leave this place until they dropped dead.
Like a time capsule.
30, 40-year careers at this place. And after a year and a half, just to show you the turmoil that we've been through, we've been here longer than just about everyone now.
Opie, Anthony, you two are the survivors.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. We could do a whole podcast on that. Hold on, man. We gotta do this right.
Where is my music?
Hold on, Slade.
Oh, wait. I think my CD is stuck in my big camel toe.
Hold on, Slade.
Spaz comes and almost runs over. Almost runs him over. Look at this.
Thanks, Spaz.
Where is my flute? Spaz's brain was not one of the survivors.
Freaking idiot. Like, he panics. He's got to find the Titanic CD, right? And there's that whole shopping cart filled with all our bits and CDs. Look how messy it is. So he pulls the two CDs off the top so he can start shuffling through to look for them.
There it is.
It was the one he threw to the side.
Spaz's brain was damaged more than the mighty Titanic on her maiden voyage. It is as if a giant iceberg struck his head and dented his brain.
Is this it? Well, I thought we'd do a different version, though.
Oh, no, you gotta have the real Celine song, everyone knows.
All right, Celine, you're gonna dedicate this to Opie and Anthony for outlasting everyone around here?
This song goes out to those that sailed on that ship, that plague-ridden ship that was WNEW. You all know the people that did not make it. The Pat St. Johns. The Scotsos and the Carol Millers, all of them that perished in the wreck that was WNEW. Many have passed through her, but there have not been many that still remain, except for two that cling on like cockroaches. They cannot be killed by ordinary means. They outlasted people that we thought would be there forever. The ill-fated station that was WNEW. And those that live on within her walls. Opie and Anthony. The only two survivors. This goes out to you two brave or stupid individuals that remain at your mics, at your posts, broadcasting to those who want to listen. Those that used to be here, the Dave Hermans, they are gone. Remember the Gary Walls. Wasn't he at the helm when the ship struck the iceberg? I believe he was. And now, the latest victim, Scott Herman, the lovable curmudgeon. Can he be considered a curmudgeon? We will miss him. But we must go on. Remember Roger, the promotions guy? Remember his promotion ship hit a giant Pop-Tart and sank on his first day at sea here at WNEW. He is gone. Steve and Sue are gone. Oh, wait, no, there's...
Not yet.
You cannot consider them survivors. They've gone under and we no longer see bubbles coming up.
Celine, that's a coming attraction.
That's... But two brave souls move on, clinging to the wreckage. Opie and Anthony are truly survivors. Steve and Sue have been under the murky waters of the North Atlantic for months now.
They're turning blue.
Remember Marty, Dennis Elsis, and Pete Fornatel? And look at the lunatic who's locked himself into the engine room, Vin Skelson.
We'll get him too.
Jim Moynihan, those that have perished, Richard Neer, remember? All of them gone. Dano, remember Dano? Gone. But two live on in the tattered hulk of a station that was NEW and is now FM Talk at 102.7. It chugs on. They keep their heads above waters to remain survivors. Remember Ken Dashaw and Ralph Tatora? Oh my God, were there 1,000 people on this ship, too?
These are all guys that were here while we were here.
There weren't enough lifeboats to sustain life. Let's not forget all the records. The largest rock and roll library. Remember Lisa Garvey?
Oh my God.
Gone.
Don't forget Joe Taggart.
Joe Taggart.
We can keep going.
For 1 week, he was on the decks of this mighty ship. Boy, that was one of Gary Wall. I think Gary Wall threw him overboard. And then he was at the helm. Remember Gary at the helm? Oh my God, the mighty ship hit many icebergs, and these two asswipes remain on her decks. Bye-bye, Scott Herman. We will miss you, Opie and Anthony, the two survivors.
I can't even believe these morons.
Opie, he's a disgusting little man.
And Anthony,
what a douchebag. Train Wreck Radio.
Stand over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
1027 WNEW.
You didn't really think we got fired today, did ya?
Come on.
Did ya?
Of course not. They know which side of the bread their butter is buttered on. What?
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. We are here. We are live. It's Thursday, January 13th, 2000. Hey, a lot of people thought we got fired, and that's why it took so long to get on the radio today, Anthony.
No.
A
couple of little
very important things we were up to. I was watching Hillary, the videotape of Hillary on Letterman, that non-event.
Yeah.
And then, how to play some Half-Life. About it, right? I think that's it. Very important.
We were taking our time getting in the studio today, and also in the phone rings at my desk.
Yeah.
And I pick it up, and the guy goes, "Hey, where's Opie and Anthony today?" I'm like, "Well, we're right here. I'm talking to you, and Ant's playing Half-Life. Aren't you guys supposed to be on the air right now?"
Well, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And right after I stop talking to you, I'm going to walk down the hall, and we'll start our show. Oh, all right, man. I thought you got fired after yesterday's show. You know that was the best show you guys have ever done, don't you?
Yeah, they like that one, huh?
And so far, everyone's keeping quiet about the little CBS thing, Anthony.
So far, I checked my messages on my cell phone, God, about 5 times this morning. I was totally expecting you to be gone. Anthony, got to come in early. We got a meeting.
No, I stayed away from phones.
Yeah?
Since yesterday's show. I didn't want to get that call.
Yeah.
You know, the call.
The call.
We've had the call in the past. And to everyone listening from the New York Radio Message Board, go F yourselves.
Oh, again.
They're trying to tell us how to do our show. Won't they ever learn? It's just a matter of time before they get fired, just like they did in Boston. You can't screw with your own company. We didn't go out of our way to screw with our own company yesterday. It just happened to be the only TV station that we could mess with.
Doing some fun radio.
Down at the Letterman studio.
That's it. They don't get it. They'd rather, you know, what are we supposed to do? Get on and pull a Pendarvis for 5 hours? Do some rock blocks? Talk about some giveaways? You know, I mean, Jesus Christ. We have to shake it up a little bit. And then whenever we do, they get on and go, "See? They're out of control."
Well, yeah, we're out of control, and we want to be out of control. They're like, they just want us to calm down.
Yeah.
No one's going to listen to us if we calm down.
No.
Personal message to Alan Sniffen, who runs the New York Radio Message Board. Type this. Opie and Anthony, don't give a F.
Right. And it's that the sums internet, up, so you could type in all the letters to the F.
Right. That sums up our radio show. Figure it out. We don't care.
Yeah, we just made a verbal posting.
We were on top of the world in Boston when we got fired. We don't care. We know what we're doing. We're taking chances. We're mixing things up. We're getting people to talk about this radio show. And what happens, happens. If we get fired again, oh well.
Oh well. Off to another metropolitan area.
But trust me, we're not that stupid. We know what we're doing. This is how we do radio. We take it to the limit.
Have a little fun. My God.
No one else in this town is brave enough to take it to the limit, so we're going to do it. And if it means getting fired again, oh well. Alan.
Go drill some teeth.
Go drill some teeth is right. Now they're all writing. I mean, they should change the New York Radio Message Board to the Opie and Anthony Board.
I wonder if he's ever come upon a situation where, like, there was maybe he should have done a root canal, but he figured he's going to just go crazy and fill the tooth instead of having a root canal done. I'll fill it and I'll see what happens because I'm a madman.
Right.
I wonder if people criticize him. Dude, you're out of control. You're like a crazy person with that filling.
Yeah.
You know you should have done a root canal.
Mr. Dentist. And he made a big statement today. Opie and Anthony will get fired from New York just like they did in Boston. Will these two ever learn? F you. If we get fired, oh well.
I'm going to go to dental school so I can run a radio message board. And still be in the business.
Oh, God. Well, the phones are going nuts, obviously.
Yeah.
Saw CBS television exec in the WNEW building.
Oh.
Everyone talking about yesterday's little thing. We got a great little promo about yesterday's show that Jimmy from the production department and Psycho Mark actually helping
Jimmy.
Out.
Yes.
They put that together. So I guess we got to take a quick break, Anthony.
Quickly, before we go to break. You ever drive your piece of crap car, and maybe it breaks down, and someone lends you a really good car, and you drive it around, and you never want to go back to your piece of crap again?
What are you getting at?
I left my laptop at home.
Right.
Oh, my God. Scott Colombo just hooked me up with this one. Dude, this is the dream come true. Look at this thing. Adele. Oh, my God. Look at the size of this.
Wow, look at that.
Oh.
Look at you styling today, Anthony.
That's not. Now I got to go back to my piece of crap.
Tomorrow.
I might have to make off with this thing.
All right, so we have lots to do. Let's take a quick break. We're going to play the Psycho Mark CBS montage thing we put together. And we're going to go to the phones next. Everyone on hold, stay right where you are. And if you want to give us a call, 212-757-1027.
Opie and Anthony.
How often do you get to listen to somebody's cell phone through somebody's uterus?
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
And if you got something for the show, 212-757-1027. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Hey, a lot of people patiently waiting on hold to talk to us, Ant.
Yes, look at that.
Let's start with Mike. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Arne?
All right.
You guys had me sweating when I heard that Celine Dion Survivor thing played again. I almost thought you guys didn't survive. Yesterday was some of the best radio I ever heard.
Survivors.
Survivors.
We are truly still survivors.
So far, we're survivors.
I almost pissed my pants for a half an hour yesterday.
We appreciate it. That's all anyone's talking about around here today.
I want to know what you guys are going to do today to top it, though.
See, that's the problem with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Now we'll coast, and the show will suck.
Yeah, we'll coast all day today. We'll live off yesterday's festivities. And
yeah.
No, I don't know. That's the problem with our show, though. We're always trying to top the last one.
Yeah.
And even if the show coasts, I don't think you guys will suck. You guys are going to rock on, man.
All right, bro.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is that a train?
Yeah, there you go. No, you're doing all right.
Have a good one.
All right, Mike.
Whoa.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Like your show.
Hey,
listen,
thank you.
You guys need a theme song for your show.
Oh, yeah?
As you start your show, and I have the perfect one.
What is
it's
it?
It's the Rolling Stones. The name of the song is Out of Control. If you listen to the lyrics, it has reference to the homeless knows his name. They reference the girls and that he was drinking again. It's on the Bridges to Babylon disc.
I've heard
play
it.
Play the song, listen to the lyrics,
all right.
And it's got to be your theme song.
We know the song. Thank you, bro.
Okay.
All right, man.
Bye.
He was treading on dangerous ground there.
I saw you reaching for the button, Anthony.
Yes.
Miles, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
O&A, what's going on?
All right.
I'm telling you, I turned on the radio a little too late, and I heard that Celine bit come on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was making phone calls. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Did these guys get fired or something? You guys really had me going out sweating bullets. I called my buddy Jonathan. He's a faithful listener. I'm like, what's going on? You know, he tried calling the show.
Yeah.
He said he got a machine. I'm like, oh, man, something must have happened to these guys.
We're not going to lie. I think everyone's been very cool upstairs about this one. So,
yeah.
We haven't heard anything bad yet.
Oh, yesterday was the greatest interactive TV I ever saw.
It was hilarious.
Interactive television.
It was funny I was watching it while, you know, with the delay, with the radio delay.
Yeah.
And I was watching everybody, you know, watching them jump up and down with that sign. And then I hear you guys, go to left. And I'm like, you know, that passed. They're off already.
I know. Next time we do something like that, we're going to have to just dump out of the delay so it syncs up better.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it better that way.
All right. Yeah, that's what people were saying. We should have cursed a bunch of times before we did it, so he would have had to dump out.
By the way, we're looking for a tape of yesterday's festivities.
You guys going to put it on the website?
We have a lot of fans at CBS TV. Sneak one out, please. We need it. We need it immediately.
You guys got to put it up on the website.
Yeah, we will if we're allowed to.
We want the raw feed, the one that is still rolling when they cut back to the studio or to the video clip and you see her all pissed off.
That would be great.
Yeah.
All right, Miles.
I saw a video clip yesterday from the ballpark.
Oh, isn't that the best?
That was great stuff.
Yeah, couple having sex in the ballpark. It's on the unofficial website. It's great clip. It's
unbelievable. Yeah. Make the kind of thing next time you go to the game, you know. Watch out for those cameras.
Yeah, you're going to look around, see what everyone's up to in the upper deck. So.
That's right.
All right, Miles.
You got it. You guys suck.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye. Paul, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to let you know that yesterday's piece is the best piece in radio I've ever heard.
Look at that, everybody.
I do have one wow story for you.
Yeah, hit it.
I was driving on Route 18 about 3 months ago with my two boys in the car, and I had a wow sticker on the car. My two boys, 7 and 8, turned around to me, and they said, Dad, look at that Jeep. 5 girls in a Jeep wowed my two kids.
Oh, really?
Yep. So now they're in school right now, and they're telling all their friends, and I've even heard of some parents, but they got wowed because they got one of those stickers from one of your sales girls. So,
I'm telling you, the wow on your car really, really works.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it works.
I mean, we're not going to spend too much time on Whip 'Em Out Wednesday until, like, April, but it's always going on out there.
Oh, without a doubt.
All right, Paul.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
All right,
take
bye.
Care.
Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're next on 102.7 WNEW.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I got to say that was some of the funniest radio I heard yesterday. And what I like about your show is that it's so damn unpredictable. You never know what you're going to hear from day to day. And I got to admit, the Delta Airlines commercial you guys do was very funny. And the Nigga Charlie spoof you guys did earlier in the week was hilarious.
That wasn't even a spoof. That was a real deal.
Any chance of getting the Delta Airlines commercial on today?
We'll do it sometime this hour. I just got to find it, or I would do it right now.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right,
and
man.
I hope you guys live long and prosper.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Let's find the Delta Homie commercial. Spaz knows where it is, Ben. John, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
Listen, the biggest problem with what you guys did yesterday is how do you top that, which is what the other caller said earlier.
Yeah.
But you got to keep crossing the line, just like Anthony did with that bit on his mom, which got him in trouble with his dad, Sal. I didn't think you guys were going to be able to cross the line after that one.
Yeah, that was...
you keep finding new ways.
Well, I think Mark's going to attack the NBC Today Show next.
Hey.
We've been trying to do something with the Today Show for over a year and a half, and I think we finally got our secret weapon in place and ready to go on that one.
Like you guys said, don't worry about your bosses. Worry about us. Keep going, guys. Do a good job.
All
Take
right.
it easy.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Bye. Matt, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Yeah, I just want to say yesterday's show was awesome, man. No, but let me ask you guys a question. When I watched the replay at 10 o'clock last night on Channel 2, they didn't show it, right?
Of course they're not going to re-show that.
Why not?
Because what it was a lot. It was a live stand-up shot for the 5 o'clock news.
Oh, so when they showed the replay, they must have edited it out then.
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
No, that was an embarrassment for the TV station. They're not going to replay that.
Replay it again.
See.
One and done.
You guys suck.
All right, man. Thank you.
Out. Bye. All right.
Peter, you're next. What's going on? Peter!
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
All right.
I'm watching Channel 4 last night. It was like the 11 o'clock thing, and they're just showing a short clip of Hillary getting out of the car.
Yeah.
And you can hear Psycho Mark in the background on the bullhorn. You couldn't have
Look at you, curse.
You heard Psycho Mark on NBC, and it was effing funny. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, guys. You guys rule.
Actually, because I guess Psycho Mark was closer to Hillary than we all realized. And when she got out of the limo for the Letterman show last night, Mark with the bullhorn yells, Hillary, show us your fun bags.
Show us your fun bags.
So that sound bite was on every freaking station that was covering the Hillary arrival to Letterman studio yesterday.
Yeah, so last night when we were watching it again on the news inside, they always have a voiceover over her walking in. They didn't show the actual sound. They didn't play the actual sound of her walking into the studio.
Psycho Mark in the studio. What's up, bro?
Dude, I didn't even use the bullhorn for that one. It was just me standing across the street shrieking my lungs out.
You got on every TV station with that sound clip. So
well, that's what I intended to do.
Very good.
A little O&A for everybody.
Today's show next, bro. Today's show.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. We can't tell them when we're going to hit, but we're going to hit soon, right?
I'm going to bring some sushi.
All right, cool.
Sushi
for Al Roker. That's like such an obscure reference. No one even got it, man.
That's right.
All right. Psycho Mark. He's walking around today like he's a hero, though.
Look, he is.
He's smiling. He's all happy with himself.
He is a hero.
All right, we found the Delta Homie commercial that other caller was talking about.
Yeah.
We'll play it real fast, and we'll go right back to the phone, so stay there.
Y'all be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No shit. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and up out. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
I left that one.
We haven't played that in a while. Very good. Let's go back to the phones. Pete, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
Hey, first off, I was in the crowd yesterday when your boy Mark had that sign up, man. I was rolling.
Oh, cool.
I was about 15 feet away from the guy. I couldn't keep myself, you know, I couldn't keep myself together.
Yeah.
Second off, yeah. Hey, you guys are talking about that video about the guy in the bleachers?
Yeah, that's been around a while.
It's a total scam.
I don't think so.
The guy waves. It's like a fraternity skit. He waves to the camera at the end of it.
Well, that's fine.
What?
It's still...
Yeah, it wasn't like he was busted doing it. He did it on purpose. I mean, it was a total,
Pete, it doesn't matter. It's cool. There's a girl getting pounded at a baseball
game.
Cool.
It's cool as hell. I just wanted to go on record, Mick, that...
Maybe the girl had no clue. We knew the whole time. It doesn't matter. It's still...
She had no clue.
It's pretty cool to see, a couple having sex at a baseball game.
She better believe it. But I don't think it was during a game. I think it was totally at night and with, like, a bunch of frat boys just, taking care of business.
I don't know. It's a nice clip.
All right, no matter what. Listen, you guys are all right.
All right, thank you, Pete.
Later.
Listen. Bobby!
Hey, Oney, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, look, I was in the crowd too yesterday, and I was laughing my ass off. That was the funniest bit.
Oh, cool.
I was hoping to see it when I got home, but I didn't, but a friend of mine told me about it, and he saw me in the crowd.
Oh, really?
And I kind of snuck around when Kramer talked to Mark.
Yeah.
You could have fried eggs off the top of her head. She was so pissed.
We have a little clip of her getting pissed off.
And she went around to her crew, and I kind of inched around, tried to listen. I couldn't, but she was mad. She was telling them, if they come back, get the cops. She was mad.
The cops wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, I understand, but she was so mad at him. She said, "Give me a clear area. I don't want to be near those guys."
Right.
And, I got to do this again, but you guys rock. It was the best scene I've seen in a long time.
I'm doing my
news.
It
was funny. Believe me, we were there. It was funny.
Oh, thank you, Bobby.
Take care, guys.
All right. We're just kind of doing a recap of yesterday. We're going to move on with other things today.
Of course.
Lots of new things to talk about today, but this is what's on everyone's mind right now. Bill, what's up?
What's going on, Opie and Anthony?
All right.
I am a new listener now. That was the funniest damn thing I've ever heard in my freaking life.
I liked it.
And that that convinced you to start listening to the
word,
show?
Word.
Oh, all
right, you guys are the best. The best ever. Howard is crap. You are. Howard is.
No.
What, man?
We're trying to get a truce going with Howard right now.
All right, man. Well, let me just tell you.
They sat me down and talked to me about that today.
You are the best damn thing in the world, all right?
All right,
I got to go, all right, man? Peace.
Thank you. Eddie!
Yeah?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Yo, I started listening to your show like a week ago.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, yesterday was the most hilarious thing I ever heard.
Oh, thanks.
And anybody...
Before us a week ago.
Huh?
What were you listening to before you started listening to us a week ago?
Like Hot 97 and all of that garbage. And I used to listen. I watched Howard like a couple of times, but he's like garbage compared to you two. You guys kick ass, dude.
All right, Eddie. Thank you.
All right. Yo, how do I get on that website?
Foundrymusic.com.
That's with the guy in the sex in the ballpark and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's a bunch of good stuff on there.
Foundrymusic?
Yep.
.com?
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man.
Later.
Which is going to reach a million hits sometime tomorrow, Anthony.
A million hits.
A million hits for an underground website for the radio show in less than 7 months.
That's pretty amazing.
Jamie!
Yo, congratulations on that million hits, man.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, man, last night I'm driving, right? I'm on the bus. Oh, my God. These people thought I was mental. I'm telling you, I got the earplug in my ear, and I'm laughing my ass off. People's eyes are wide open.
Like, what the hell is he going to do?
What is this guy laughing at this saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And today I had a couple of cops on the bus.
Uh-huh.
We started talking.
Yeah.
They said, oh, my God, we were rolling.
Oh, cool.
We were listening to that. So, oh, guys, great job. Any chance of posting that on the unofficial site?
We're going to try. We're going to see if we could get away with it.
Clearance, yeah. Oh, guys, you guys are great.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right, man. Kick ass.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Do 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 do. Cliff?
Yo.
You got some info on the baseball clip?
Yeah, if you watch the end of it,
yeah.
The guy hands her some money, or he hands her something.
No, it's her panties.
Her panties that were on the floor next to him.
I thought that was money. We thought she was a hoe or something.
No, it's black panties. You could tell.
All right.
Yo,
just a guy and a girl.
What's the last thing I started in here is before you close the can on him?
What?
You fell for it.
I know, it's stupid.
I know.
That was really bad.
That was pretty lame.
John, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Real good.
Happy New Year to you. God, I leave town for a couple of weeks, and what happens?
A lot of stuff.
Holy cow.
We've been on fire lately.
I know. Real quick, any repercussions from the big boys? Did you have to have that meeting this morning?
Honestly, they've been very quiet.
Still in shock.
Yeah,
probably.
Sometimes when they're very quiet, it's not a good thing.
I know. Listen, I meant to propose this toast when I saw you guys at Hooters, and let me do that now.
All right.
Toast.
A toast.
Okay.
Here's to folks like us.
Mm-hmm.
Damn few left.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry about that. And Anthony, I know I've been bugging you about that picture that we took together.
Right.
Possibly get that to me. I'd sure appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right, John.
Is that a train?
No. Joey.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
Good.
Listen, I saw a tape about a year ago. Firemen in New York City, you know, they always seem to have these great tapes, porno flicks, you know? And there was a whole entire tape that was done supposedly by the cameramen that worked for each individual teams in every city in the country. And this one particular tape had all these scenes where it was sex going on throughout the ballparks all over the country.
And there's a whole tape of that stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
I would love to check that out.
Well, a friend of mine got it from a guy in the city fire department, and they were passing it around. He said that, supposedly the cameramen that worked for the teams knew about this, and there was something where they would zone in on each section on every particular game, and they would find this stuff out.
Of course, because those cameras are freaking powerful. And you go to the top of the bleachers in Shea, and you're assuming no one could really see what you're doing up there. But those cameras could zoom right the F in.
Hell yeah.
And they were picking everything up. And the funny thing was that they would show you that they were actually at the game while it was going on. In the background, they'd have like a guy pitching the ball to the batter. You know,
that's cool.
To prove that it was an actual game. So the guy that called earlier said it was just a setup.
Nah.
You could actually see it was an actual game going on by the time this was all happening.
Yeah, I would like to check out the rest of the tape.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If I get a copy of it, a friend of mine had about a year ago.
Right.
I'd be more than happy to send it to you guys.
All right, Joe.
But if all you listeners could see the whole thing.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Mary, you're next on WNEW.
Yeah, I was down in D.C. for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it was, kind of cold out. And towards the end of the show, they showed this Spielberg film, which was kind of like, kind of brought the crowd down because there was no music or whatever. And this guy took off all his clothes, and he jumped into the reflecting pond and swam across the reflecting pond. And, like, everybody was, like, cheering and screaming, and everybody, like, up closer thought we were cheering and screaming for the Spielberg film.
Yeah.
And the guy got to the end, and then he jumped back in, and, like, everybody was, like, high-fiving him and stuff, and he's, like, running around naked. And the next morning, we were watching on the Discovery Channel or whatever. I think it was Discovery. Or A&E, I don't know. But they were showing it. But it's on film because we were looking at the camera angles. And we're like, somebody has a copy of this guy swimming across the reflective film, the reflective pool, just before midnight. Naked as a jaybird. And we decided that they probably would. What?
That must have been cold.
Oh, we were cracking up. The guy was insane. And then we were like, oh, they'll never release this clip because, it's supposed to be really tight security, and he never got arrested.
That'll be on the internet pronto.
Yeah, it's out there because we were looking at the camera angles and the way they were showing the Spielberg film, and there was definitely a camera in that area, and most cameras work by working nonstop.
Right.
So somebody's got that out there, and it is absolutely hysterical. The crowd went crazy. There were no police. And this is supposed to be like super tight security, and this guy's just running around butt naked.
It's just a matter of time before we all get to see that.
Yeah, you got to try to get at that. It's absolutely hilarious because they'll never release it because it'll reveal too much that they really lacked in security or something.
Mary, thank you.
Thanks.
Cool. I understood. Jesus. I understood the first four times you said that.
She hypnotized me.
Sean!
Yes.
Sean, you're a new listener too?
Yeah, I'm a new listener, man. Just got turned on to you guys about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
That's it, man.
Where were you?
Do you know what you have missed?
I'm telling you, you guys make me piss my pants. Sorry for saying that, though.
What were you listening to before us?
Nothing. You just throw in a few CDs on the way home, you know, or whatever. But, I mean, the voices, the mic and the Mad Dog,
cool.
Hilarious.
Cool.
Hey, you guys are really cool, though.
We appreciate it.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Sean.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. All right, and let's try to move on to other things, okay?
Of course.
We can start with the Hillary interview on Letterman. What did you think, everyone?
What did you think of it? That snooze fest.
We'll get into that next, okay?
All right.
But as we go to commercials, got to thank Jimmy from the production department for putting together a little montage about yesterday's festivities with Psycho Mark, all right?
All right.
Check this out.
He can't seem to stay out of the way.
We got Channel 2 News on.
Got a megaphone and something to say.
There's Mark.
Causing trouble on CBS 2.
The hugest wow sign.
Monster Kramer is a tight ass shrew.
This is like an
interactive TV. Psycho Mark. He's a freak.
There he is. The huge wow sign. Move over. What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just dropped a belly.
You look like a stock-raving lunatic.
Classic. Mark can't be doing that. What the hell, you boys think you're interrupting our own news broadcast, for God's sake?
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know.
Take them on.
Chance, whip them out.
Marsha Kramer, she's very mad at me.
You tell her go to our boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out.
See, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I've seen in a very, very long time. Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that set you got? What do you like? Walk around like John Wayne, swaying like?
Yeah. I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why you got to listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
Opie, 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 Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. If you have something, 212-757-1027. We'd like your participation on this radio show.
Yeah.
The fax line, 212-957-9639. As we try to move on with the show, I guess everyone talking about Hillary on Letterman last night.
Ooh.
Boring!
Dave's a load.
Boring!
Just gotta say, Dave is a load.
Everyone else in the media kissing Hillary's ass, kissing David Letterman's ass. Boring, contrived. I don't think Hillary had one word that came out of her mouth that wasn't written for her.
Yeah.
David just like, oh, God, he had her right there. David, you had Hillary right there.
Yeah.
Ask about her husband. Ask about Monica. Do something. I don't care what you promised them before the interview. Do something.
All he did was kiss her ass, say that she would make a fine senator, as would Rudy. Boy, if that isn't riding the fence. You can't say both of them would make a good senator.
Right. He said, what did he say? He said that they're both great candidates for the senator.
Yeah.
They're both running, and the problem is we're going to lose one good senator out of this.
Just lapping her buttocks. Just kissing up.
Ugh. I mean, everybody saw it last night, and I was just like, I was expecting so much more from David Letterman. Come on, David.
The truth of the matter is Dave's getting... it's getting a little old. And it's showing. It really is. That whole thing he was doing, you know, government control the weather.
Right.
You know, that
right,
whole right. bit that he does and makes the funny faces.
Yeah.
Don't work anymore.
No.
It, like, that whole act doesn't quite wash anymore.
And do you honestly think that test about New York wasn't set up where they gave Hillary all the answers? I mean, obviously... a bunch of, you know, easy questions.
Right.
But Hillary would have never taken the chance live on a show.
Hell no.
To answer questions about New York.
No.
The whole damn thing was contrived.
Fake, phony, boring.
Even having Walter Cronkite come out in the beginning to tell David not to be a jackass when he interviews Hillary. That
Dave, don't be a jackass. Let Hillary come out here and interview her and kiss her big fat white ass.
I mean, what has happened to the spontaneity of TV?
Her butt crack looks like the trenches I was in reporting from the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. Back in 1968, when the Tet Offensive, when I was in a foxhole that looked just like her big fat ass crack. Yeah. Just laughing.
If they had any balls at that show, they would have had Rudy Giuliani come out at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Just do it. Oh, so they're going to get mad at you that you did it? Who cares?
Bend her over the chair. Start plowing.
Imagine that one.
Yeah. Dave and Rudy put Hillary on the rotisserie and play cards on her back. Now that's a show.
You know, and I think it's very obvious to everyone that David Letterman really likes Rudy Giuliani. He's been on the show for many, many times in the past.
Yeah.
And very disappointing.
He had to get her on, and then he just sucked up to her. That was it. That was the entire friggin' show. Blue.
All right, let's see what everyone else is saying about it. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
That interview was lame.
It was
completely not her lame.
It was disappointing, and then giving her a tractor at the end, and then she's reading her own top 10 list that was obviously written for her. It was just, God, I was so disappointed. I really was.
Ranked up there with, like, Joan London and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, pretty much. I forgot about that one, sure.
Yeah, that's an old reference.
All right, Rich.
All right, guys, take care.
Thank you. Jason.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Man, let me tell you something. They should have had Rudy on the show with her.
Of course.
That would have made it. That would have made it a whole lot better.
I'm sure there were promises made. Like, look, you know, when Hillary comes on, we don't want you talking about Monica or Bill's infidelity.
Exactly.
We don't want any mentions of Rudy, really.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly don't want him to show up on the show. I'm sure there are all sorts of stipulations.
Yeah.
God, David, if you had balls, you just say yes, yes, yes. Okay, we won't do any of that, and then you do all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got
That's
her.
What doing, man. But let me tell you, Letterman, he should have had it right there. He had his whole opportunity to say whatever he wanted to.
Yeah, he blew it.
He blew it. Definitely.
I think so.
I think Letterman needs to get out.
You just have to go for it at that point.
Maybe it's a little shaky in there, though, you know? Maybe it's a little scary with Secret Service all around.
Yeah.
She's there.
What are they going to do, shoot you for asking a stupid question?
I think it'd be funny to have her walk off your show because she's pissed. That'd make more news. And the news crews are all outside the studio. Here's Hillary. She's doing a talk show. Oh, boy. Who cares?
I watched a bunch of editorials this morning.
Yeah.
Back in the office. All the media was kissing her ass. Oh, we thought she looked terrific. She was so funny.
Funny, that's another thing. She's saying stuff. And,
come on, but
you
if
know,
you had her in front of you, you wouldn't kiss her ass?
No.
Oh, come on.
In, like, casual conversation, some of the stuff she was saying might be funny, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Dave is just cracking up like it is the funniest damn thing ever. And does Paul Schaefer go back to the mothership at night? Does he go back in, right, and just, like, cruise off to whatever galaxy he's from through the black hole and then come back every day? Does he commute from his planet, or does he live here? Holy mother of pearl, does he look like an alien now. He should have left the wraparound horseshoe hair that he had for years.
Yeah.
Which wasn't all that bad. He lost his hair for years ago. Everyone's known Paul Schaefer as being the bald guy.
And he doesn't even speak English anymore.
I don't know what it is.
David asked him stuff, and yeah, just like that.
That's great. That's his native language from the planet of Baltar.
Well, Mike thought
something.
Mike thought Hillary came off pretty good. Mike?
Really?
Hey, O&A, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on, man?
You liked her on Letterman last night, huh?
I have to say that I actually did. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was kind of gay. I mean, I admit Letterman was kind of punked out, but I will say this. She came off pretty good. I mean, maybe it was scripted.
Because, yeah, that's how it was written, for her to come off pretty good.
Pretty much.
She wouldn't have done it unless she came off looking good.
Pretty much every line she said was written for her, and she didn't even rehearse her lines. That part was very obvious.
Come on this show and then see if you come off looking good.
She was a little nervous, you could tell. But I will say this. I mean, wouldn't you rather see her in there than Giuliani? I mean, come on.
Nah, Rudy's pretty funny.
Rudy
on
is funny on
you
there.
You see him dressed like a bitch on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, the guy
that was funny.
The guy knows how to have fun.
Yeah.
The best thing Giuliani's done for the city is, I think, clean up the subway and clean up, like, the village.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I mean, he hates, like, New York nightlife. He hates clubs. He hates anything that really has anything to do with fun, I notice, you know? Like, he's always, like, raiding nightclubs.
I'm not having any, so why should anyone else?
But I don't know. I think it would be kind of interesting to see her in there. I mean, she doesn't seem as phony, you know, as I might have thought she did.
Well,
I kind of see her in a different light.
That's her act, is to look not phony. The phoniness of looking not phony.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't stand her. Of course she's a phony. She's living with her husband who she can't friggin' stand.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand each other. To her, he's just a banging Arkansas slob. He just can't keep it in his pants.
And to him,
she's just a power-hungry dyke who's trying to ride his coattails into political office. There's the relationship in a nutshell. Thank you.
The minute the presidency's over, she's definitely dumping him. I'll say that.
Thank you. Okay, Mike, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Bye. I was sitting there watching last night, though, and going, you know, if Hillary makes a legit Senate run and she has to reach, like, the young voters.
Yeah.
We would definitely be in the running.
What, to get her on the show?
Yeah. We reach a lot of the young voters.
That's going to happen. Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
It's a possibility.
Like Clinton playing the sax on MTV and stuff to try to get the young voters.
Uh-huh.
So you I believe Clinton was on who's Imus's show?
Yep.
A while ago, like 8 years ago when he was first running.
We'd
have a shot?
We have a huge segment of the young voters.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to go on some radio shows.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
Lesbian couch for Hillary? would we do that? She'd probably jump right on it. Jump right on it. Give me a face. I'm on it.
We would have to support her, I believe, if she did a round on the lesbian couch.
Oh, Hillary,
look
who's in today. It's Jay Moore. He's going to try to get your clothes off.
Well, let's get a female point of view on last night. Mary Beth, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
All right.
Listen, I think you guys should interview Hillary Clinton. You do a lot better job.
Well, that's what we're saying. We would welcome the opportunity.
No, I would tell you what we would do, okay?
What?
They would sit us down, all her people, and say, look, you know, we're going to give you an opportunity of a lifetime. You get to interview the first lady about her Senate run, but you can't mention Monica.
Oh, no.
Can't talk about Bill and his infidelity.
No.
Can't have Rudy as a surprise guest.
Yes.
Got to keep the lesbians out of the studio that day.
And you do it all.
Make sure the egg shooter is nowhere near the building.
Nowhere. How about Old Dirty? You think he'd be allowed in?
Old Dirty?
Queens? Hillary, that's my word. You got a big butt. Oh, man, look at that ass. Gee, come on, kid.
They're going to say Jay Moore has to be in L.A. They'll give us this whole list of things. And Aunt and I, like good little boys, like we do very well off the air, we'll go, yes, sir, yes, sir. No, we wouldn't do that. No. No, we won't do that. Okay. She would come in, and we would do it all.
She'd sit down, and all of a sudden, hey, whore! Huh? How you doing, you whore? Where's your husband? Where's his penis? Huh? You ain't seen that in quite a while, have you? You whore!
That'd be fun.
Some dice to the interview.
All right, Mary Beth.
All right. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I love you. You have saved me so many times from road rage. I deliver pizzas during the day.
Yeah.
And during the afternoon, and I want to run people over numerous times sometimes.
You deliver pizzas?
Yeah.
Do you deliver to the bad neighborhoods?
No, they won't let me.
Yeah, see? I saw a TV show on this. Oh, a lot of the pizza places are getting in trouble now and being sued.
Getting sued for millions of dollars. I saw that on Dateline.
Yeah.
2020 or 60 Minutes.
Because
whatever
they're not sending the delivery people to bad neighborhoods. When you get a phone call from a bad neighborhood, it's like, no, we don't deliver.
Yeah.
And people are suing? Like what kind of girl are you? Like, describe yourself quickly.
5'3", brown hair, brown eyes.
How much you weigh?
Like 120.
Yeah, you're
5'3", 120.
You're a little girl.
Yeah.
And she's going to, like, go deliver pizza
in the
hood. You know, you never know what will happen to you.
And there was a reason why they started this, because a lot of their drivers were being held up and robbed. So I think it was in Washington and St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So these pizza chains finally said, look,
we are not delivering to these neighborhoods anymore. It's not worth it. You know, our drivers are their lives are in risk.
Right.
Certainly, they're gonna. You know, there's a chance of getting robbed and their money stolen. It's not worth the chance.
Mary Beth would be the only pizza delivery person that leaves with extra sausage. Right. You go to that neighborhood, you never know.
Yeah.
Ready,
right?
Ready for this one though, Ant? So then another pizza company decided, okay, we'll continue delivering in the bad neighborhoods, even though we've had some serious trouble, but we're going to make the people meet us outside to make the exchange.
Yeah.
That company is now getting sued for trying to do the right thing as well.
Yeah, like they had to walk up to the car. Like a drug deal. Like when you see cops and they're selling crack. Like they go into the neighborhood and the guy comes up with the crack and they sell it through the car window. That's exactly what the pizza deal looked like.
Yeah.
Yo, man, what you need?
Yeah.
I got it. What you need, man?
Yeah, little anchovy.
And I'd like to say, go UConn, all right?
All right.
I go there, and I'm deprived of you guys. In the wintertime, I hate it.
UConn has a just sick team once again this year.
Yeah, well, we're number 5 now, but...
Well, you guys are going to be right there at the end again.
You think?
Well, St. John's. Come on, baby. St. John's.
Yeah, the 16th. Come on, who are you cheering for?
St. John's.
What?
I'm a New Yorker. I'm not from Connecticut.
Well, I'm not either, but, you know, I got to cheer for my school.
I went to the St. John's UConn game last year at the Garden.
Uh-huh.
And I was really pissed off because there were more Connecticut fans there than New York fans.
Oh, yeah. We support our team.
Our home court, and all I heard was Connecticut's, you know, cheering like a mother.
Oh, we are loud.
Yeah, I don't know much about any basketball, especially college, but one thing I do know, the UConn fans are crazy.
We are crazy.
All right, Mary Beth.
Let me tell you. All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
As crazy as you can get in Connecticut. Jesus Christ. I mean, let's be real here.
All right. We'll take a few more calls on the Hillary Letterman thing, and we'll move on to other things. So stay right there.
You guys sometimes, piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner!
Yes, our good friends at Stacker 2.
Oh, let's welcome them back to the Opie and Anthony show, Anthony.
For the new millennium.
For the new millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Opie and Anthony show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Yeah. It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy that you need when you're lacking late in the day like we are. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks.
There are chicks on the site.
Are there? I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, and like bikinis and stuff.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
How annoying that must be for our listeners.
Prodigy.
Come in and we're just like yelling at the music.
1027 WNEW, the Opie and Anthony show.
Yes.
Having a lot of fun taking your phone calls.
Yeah.
212-757-1027. Talking about Hillary and David Letterman.
Yes.
Seems like everyone stayed up to watch that last night.
Oh, brother. Brave.
I was surprised to see Walter Cronkite still alive.
Walter Cronkite. My first lady, Hillary Clinton. I remember when I was with Eleanor Roosevelt. Bent her over the couch in the Lincoln bedroom.
What, did he have a big old hearing aid in his head?
Had a huge hearing aid.
Like, does he need a big, huge one? It's Walter Cronkite. Can't you get one of those little ones that go in the ear?
But look like I have a satellite receiver in my head.
And then Dave's going, wow, didn't Walter Cronkite look great?
What? What, Dave? Who are you, Jay Leno? What? I can't hear you.
All right.
Don't say anything stupid.
He called him a jackass.
Dave, you're a jackass.
Joey!
Walter Cronkite.
What's up?
What's up, O&A?
Talking to you.
Hey, man.
Thinking Hillary's real hot, bro.
What?
Got a thing for her.
Wow, you're effed up.
Yeah, you got to get some of that laser surgery on your eyes, man.
Man.
You're wrong.
A little secret thing with Hillary,
that's
most
wrong.
Powerful woman in the world.
Dude, she's a weeble. Anyone else notice that?
She's not the most powerful woman in the world. Oh, my God. She wields nothing. She wishes she had a schlong, and she doesn't.
Come on, tell the truth. You won't want to see a buck naked.
Ugh. As part of, like...
Cottage cheese ass.
Let me answer him, Joey. Joey, as part of, like, a freak show, sure. I would love to see her naked. Those big tree trunk legs of hers.
Like in Celebrity Skin magazine or something. All of a sudden, you see her...
That's what I'm talking about.
She is a weeble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. I mean, her body's like this, right? And then it goes, whoa.
She's got a big old way.
I'm thinking she's hot. I'm thinking she's wild.
I'm thinking you're stoned. Jesus, man. What are you, insane? Of all the chicks you could say are hot that have been on TV...
My wife thinks I'm sick, dude.
Well, you are. I believe you are, too. All right, Joey. Get out of here.
You guys rule, man.
All right, go do another bong hit.
Later.
Right. Obviously, he's got something in his eyes.
Ralph.
He thinks that big, fat cottage cheese has.
Hey, Ralph, you still there?
I'm absolutely here.
Sorry to make you wait a while. What's up?
That's no problem. It just proves to me how stupid the voters in New York are. Hillary comes on TV, and everyone's into her.
And now the polls go up.
Right,
why do the polls go up just because she does a TV show?
Yeah, who
haven't
changes
you made your
their
opinion,
mind?
Haven't you made your opinion by now?
She's on TV. I like her now.
Right.
She did Dave.
And then Rudy will be on maybe in another month or so, and then his ratings will go up and hers will drop.
That's what it is, ratings. It's popularity.
Listen to your listeners today. They're saying how great she was, and they like her. It was fake. They can't see it. And now all of a sudden, Rudy's a bad guy. The sad part is, it's working for her.
You know, as voters, we are so fickle. I mean, the average person doesn't know anything about the issues, and we just like, oh, wow, she did great on Letterman last night. I'm going to vote for her now.
Well, that's her husband won. He played the sax. Hey, man, that guy must be great.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. You know what the problem was with Adolf Hitler? No TV talk shows.
Yeah,
the guy probably would have had, like, fans. He probably would have, you know, could be Hitler doing Dave. There'd be calls the next day. Hey, he seemed like a really fun guy.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's just getting your face on TV. That's it.
You would have some stupid human tricks.
Oh, God, Ralph. What happened?
Welcome our guest, Adolf Hitler. You know, he comes goose-stepping out onto Dave's couch.
All I know about Adolf Hitler, and we've said it in the past,
yeah,
he's wrecked that mustache look for everyone.
The little mustache will never come back.
You cannot wear that look.
Oh, you occasionally see the Van Dyke, don't you? You see the goatee.
Sure.
You see the handlebar mustache with the guy that waxes the ends.
Oh, yeah.
Looks real stupid, but you still see it.
You even see some people walking around with the mutton chops, Anthony.
The big mutton chop sideburns and stuff. There's every style of hair on people's face you could dream of, except one. The little Hitler mustache. For one man to ruin an entire little look like that. That's something. That's saying something.
Because before Hitler, I mean, a bunch of people wore the mustache.
Charlie Chaplin
comes to mind, sure. And many others. But since then, what if you just know you look better that way?
What if
you cannot walk down the streets of New York with that look.
Could you see just walking into the office? How you doing, Bob?
Right.
Hey, Tom. How you been? And you have, like, the Hitler mustache. I'm going for a new look here today.
You're automatically labeled an anti-Semite.
You would be like Hitler.
But what if you just wanted to wear the mustache because you look good?
You just want to bring that look back.
Bastard wrecked it for everyone.
Maybe we ought to try to bring that back.
Oh, yeah.
Are you willing to grow the Hitler mustache?
No, I'm
with
not.
Me?
No, see.
Hey, I'll do it?
No.
Walk around with the Hitler. You'd get looks instantly.
You wouldn't get just looks. You would get just... beat up.
Like, if it wasn't for Hitler, you'd be walking down the street and, you know, maybe pass dozens of people in a day with the Hitler mustache look.
Just like, you know, when the derby hat was hot.
Right.
Everyone you passed had the derby hat on.
A little derby hat. And who knows, that might come back someday. There hasn't been anything really that has crushed that look.
No.
But the Hitler mustache, ooh. You know, years later.
We should have Psycho Mark put the mustache on and walk around like Times Square.
Psycho Mark, grow the Hitler mustache. Can he grow a mustache? I haven't looked at his potential for facial hair.
I don't know.
All right, he can grow the Hitler mustache and then walk around the city, and we can see the reactions that people get.
Our phones crapped out again, Spaz.
God damn, I would love that. I would love to see that.
I think we have to update our phone system. We're starting to get so many calls, we're blowing out the system every day.
Again?
Yeah. I mean, you could still call the show, but our communications between us and Spaz has broken down once again, Ant.
Jesus H. Christ.
Oh,
we can't type in the...
No, it's thingy. Okay. Pamela, you're next.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I remember a few months back when you invited Hillary to your show, and if you keep on talking about her like that, calling her a weeble, she's not going to come.
Well, we don't really care either way.
You don't care if she comes to the show?
No,
we don't care.
I mean...
Like, she would even do this show.
Yeah, the odds are she's not going to be on our show. I'm hoping to get Rudy on.
That would be great.
We'd have Rudy on tomorrow.
Okay, call Rudy. See if he'll come.
We had Mayor Koch on when we first got here.
He wasn't very thrilled with us.
No. I think you two are not real broadcasters.
Right.
Oh, shut up, you fossil.
We had to cut the interview short. He wasn't into us at all.
You know, he was cool when he was mayor, and it carried over for quite a few years after he was mayor. But then I finally realized the guy's just a dick. He's just like an old crotchety... anus.
We were trying to have fun with him, and he just wouldn't have it.
And he was on the People's Court show for a while, you know, and he's doing that, and it seemed kind of cool. Oh, we'll have him on and talk about it. And he was just like,
I was mayor of New York during very tough times.
Jesus. But he wasn't fun at all.
No.
Who came in after him? Oh, Dinkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh. He was a lot better than Dinkins.
The Dinkins years.
Thank God.
God damn, this city was fun back then.
Thank God I was working on my radio career during the Dinkins years. I was everywhere but New York.
Oh, you should have been here.
I picked the best years to like be in Western New York working on my radio career.
Nah, man. You should have been here during the Dinkins years.
Oh, I was paying attention.
God
damn.
I was
glad.
That was some of the funniest. It was like a bizarro world.
Yeah.
You know, when everything's in reverse.
Sure.
That's how it was. It was insane. And then, you know, every day I'd be in my truck working and click on WLIB, the black station, when Dinkins wins it all. They're having, like, Mardi Gras parties in that station every day that Dinkins is in. A drug dealer shoots a cop. Dinkins goes to the drug dealer's hospital bed.
Jesus, it was bizarro world.
You're right, it was bizarro world.
It was bizarro world.
Yeah.
Holy mother of pearl. And then when he lost the election to Giuliani, I turn on WLIB, and they're in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
It's over, my brothers and sisters. Our reign is over.
It was good while it lasted.
Yeah. I want a recount. They were freaking out. But the Dinkins years, oh, my God.
That's very funny.
Bob Grant on the radio, always banging heads with him.
Dinkins. Dinkins is a washroom attendant.
He called him a washroom attendant. And when they were rioting... With the Jews?
A bunch of savages.
God, what a fun time.
Oh, yeah. Bob Grant.
Jonathan, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right.
Listen, we don't want Tony on our show.
Hey, I like how you just said that.
Yeah?
I like how you just said we don't want her on our show.
Right.
You're right. Because you guys are like the 11th man. You know how they do that at football stadiums?
Your
and stuff?
Show, too.
It's your
show, too.
It's your show, too. You're the 11th
damn
man.
Damn right. And her issue with the homeless. Listen, I live in Jersey, but I worked in New York, high school in New York.
Yep.
Everywhere I went, there was a bum.
Yeah.
You go into an ATM machine, they hold the doors open you, and then they got their hands out waiting for you to slip them a 20.
I know. How stupid are they?
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. You know, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy's done a great job with that, cleaning up the streets.
Yeah, you guys, as far as I'm concerned, Rudy is a hero. A couple years ago, he went against some Democrat. Actually, he was for a Democrat, and I thought he was a hero for that.
Uh-huh.
Going against his own party for that. And I got a lot of respect for the guy.
Right.
I think he's done a real good job for the city. Even though I'm not a New Yorker, but I really respect the guy, and I like what he's done.
We want Rudy on this show.
We want Rudy.
Yeah,
we want Rudy. I want Rudy on my show.
All right.
On my show.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Bye.
You can't do something for the good of your city if you're the mayor like that. trick he is, and make everyone happy. You're going to piss off a lot of people. Me, personally, I think he ought to throw the cops some cash, you know?
Of course.
The guy's been holding out on the cops, and, you know, the crime's down and everything like that. Wait, is it Rudy out on the streets? I'm patrolling with my comb over. It's not him. The cops are out there.
With his Simon Bar Sinister hat.
Simon Bar Sinister. I'll rule the city. Make crime drop and close the booby bars.
Where's the Rudy rap? We got to play the Rudy rap. S-Baz, he'll find it.
But you're going to piss off a lot of people. He pissed me off with the closing up the booby bars and everything and the peep shows.
Well, that person earlier made a good point. He's not for nightlife, basically.
Yeah.
He's not about fun.
He's not in it. He's into bringing revenue into the city.
Yeah.
And, boy, he's done that.
Right.
And you could walk down the streets. You don't see as much crap as you used to. Not as much. And you know something? Quite frankly, I don't care where it went. You know, a lot of people are like, well, where did they go? Where did the homeless go? I don't know.
Well, well, there's a point you got to bring up, too, though.
What?
The economy.
Yeah.
When the economy's good, your city's... in
right.
pretty good shape.
Because there's money to pump in. There's more jobs. So, you know, everyone moves up the ladder a notch.
Because everyone is bowing to Clinton's presidency. The fact is, I mean, the economy's been absolutely on a roll since he's been in office. And that helps your stature.
Yes, it does.
And does he have anything to do with the economy?
No.
Alan Greenspan does.
Oh. Isn't he going to talk Monday or something?
Yeah, there goes the stock market.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about interest rates. Might raise them. That'd blow.
John.
Yeah, hey, O.B. Anthony.
What's up?
How are you?
All right.
All right, I had two things I wanted to point out. First of all, Letterman is horrible now. He totally sucks.
Well, we were disappointed in his performance last night. I hope he's not in his office today patting himself on the back because he looked like a puss.
You have his wig on, you think, or not?
He's got to reinvent himself, I think. You know,
what's up with that hair?
The hair?
Yeah.
He lost it.
He's losing it.
I know.
It happens to guys every day.
It's so bad now, it looks like a rug is on his head all the time.
They showed when Pataki was on.
Only
like
a couple
ago.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, it was, a few years
like
ago.
Like 4 years ago?
Yeah, about that. And he looked so much younger. I mean, that was a rough 4 years for Dave.
Well, he's got to grow his hair out a little bit. If you grow your hair out, it kind of, you know... covers up some of that space that's on your forehead.
It's too, like, cut close. He just went for the mighty fine there.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to touch on, that girl that was talking about the... the girl who was the pizza delivery girl.
Yeah.
I have a funny story, too, about how people sue restaurants. My cousin lives down in Florida, and he worked at one of the Little Caesar-type places down there.
Pizza.
And what happened was a couple of yams came in, and started harassing all the workers.
Oh, my God.
So they all went in the back, and they pissed in the pizza sauce. And what they did was the company ended up getting sued because somehow they ended up seeing these kids in the back pissing in the sauce.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, they went and harassing all the workers, and they ended up peeing in their pizza.
Right.
Oh. All right, man.
And the company got sued.
There you go. Thank you, John.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
All right. We got to take a break. We got to reboot the phones, get them working right.
All right.
As we go to break, it's the Rudy Rap. We haven't played this in a while.
No.
Check it out.
Let me taste it. Yeah, you taste that, biatch. Let me taste it. I'm a bad motherfucker. Lord Como.
Let me taste it.
Mm-hmm.
This place is
mean. That's right. I'm Rudy G, I'm here to say. My hair looks like a roadkill toupee. I'm the number one man in NYC. So why are all the homeboys so pissed at me? I'm the R to the U to the D to the Y. A bad motherfucker makes a food vendor cry. Mm-hmm. Get the carts off the streets, you goddamn immigrants. That's right. That's right. I'm a bad motherfucker. Close the strip clubs and porno stores. I don't care. The cops bring my whores. Take on Al and Farrakhan. I'm plenty f***ing tough for a skinny white man. So squeegee guy trying to turn a buck, get yourself a job, you lazy f***. Yeah, I'm the mayor man. I'm number one. I got a frigid wife and a big fat son. Don't give me no s*** about Hillary. That fat ass bitch ain't no better than me. I can't bother with the homeless and sick. All the motherfuckers can suck my d***. I'm Rudy G. Yeah, I'm Rudy G, motherfucker. The Lisbon mayor, Rudy G, Lord Comeover to the motherfuckers in the hail. Word.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Sam's on the phone here. Sam, what's up?
It's Sam. That's all right.
Ah, well, he has Sam down. Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's bad. What do you expect? Yeah. Anthony, I'm only 21, but you got me nostalgic talking about the Dinkins era, man.
Yeah.
How crazy was New York back then?
It was insane.
It was so much more interesting.
It was so much fun to pick up the Daily News and the Post on a daily basis.
Do you remember how the cops used to have those demonstrations against Dinkins and Giuliani would be there with them?
Yeah.
A bunch of drunk cops live in Nassau County.
Hey, leave our cops alone. And that's so much fun back then.
Times Square was much, so much more sleazier back then. You had the dirty old men on the corner and no more peep shows. Things aren't interesting anymore.
Well, when you used to drive in with, like, your parents and stuff, your parents would be all embarrassed because you'd just be passing, you know, big movie theater marquees saying, suck sluts.
Yeah.
And come in for, you know, dancing girls will do this. And it's all just spelt out on the street.
And you had the pimps on the sidewalks. With
the random acts of violence every day. Gunshots, crack dealers.
Yeah. You drive by the Javits Center. It was just whores, whores, whores. Everywhere.
You don't have those open-air drug markets anymore, man. It's so much harder to get a piece of crack rock these days. You know?
Yeah, it's like a different city. It was so much fun. It was very entertaining back then. I'll tell you that much. It was an adventure coming into Manhattan.
They didn't know
if you were leaving.
The only thing that Giuliani and Dinkins have in common is Koch hates both of them. He used to bash Dinkins. Now he bashes Giuliani.
I hate all of them. Oops, my ticker's going again.
How am I doing? Yeah. All right, guys, stop.
All right, Sam. Yeah, those were some fun times. The Dinkins years.
Sam remembers. It was nice to check that out from afar, Ant.
Yeah.
I was missing in action those years.
Just what an embarrassment, I think. The first black mayor of New York City. An achievement for blacks. I mean, an achievement. It's the biggest city in the world, the pinnacle of the free world. I mean, we're right here, New York City. Black mayor. And he completely dropped the ball. I mean, completely dropped the ball. If he had Clintonitis. If the polls weren't up, he was pissed and trying to figure out a way to change him around. Rudy doesn't care. He'll have an idea. No matter how twisted or ass backwards it is, he has it, he's committed to it, and he'll do it.
He follows it through.
Regardless of who calls him an ass for doing it, who hates him for doing it, doesn't matter.
I'm following through. Close down the movie park.
Yeah. You know, he pisses people off, but he does it. Dinkins like, uh-oh, now what? Oh, no, the polls are down. What do I do? Oh, I'll go to the drug dealer's bed. Oh, my community's all pissed at me because a cop shot a drug dealer, and the cop is dead. The drug dealer's still alive. Oh, I better go to the drug dealer's bedside, Reverend Al, and meet with his family.
It was like a wacky sitcom.
It was. You know? It was Bizarro World, where everything was backwards. Remember that? Superman?
It's good times with Dinkins.
It was crazy, but damn interesting.
Yeah.
The whole Tawana Brawley thing was going on, wasn't it, that during the Dinkins years, too? Where you just see Reverend Al every Tuesday, Tawana Brawley. Whopping your fall, Tawana Brawley. She was found with excrement on her. And Rachel Lampasuits written all over her body. David Dinkins, I want an investigation about Tawana Brawley. Stephen Pagonis and a bunch of police officers gangbanged Tawana Brawley and wrote the word nigger on her and spread excrement on her and threw in a plastic garbage bag.
You didn't check out the stories from the neighbor who saw Tawana crawling into a garbage bag herself.
I don't hear that.
And Dinkins is in the background, is nodding his head.
Yeah, we're looking into it. If the polls say I should look into it, I'll look into it. What a cluster F that was. C. Vernon Mason, Alton Maddox, and Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
Larry Moe and Curly of the black community. Those are some fun times, man.
Hallelujah.
Good times.
Tawana.
And remember the news clip of Tawana brawling? Reverend Al figures it's good to get loose. Tawana was being quiet the whole time. Figures they're finally going to let Tawana make a statement because Reverend Al, Maddox, and Mason are catching so much heat that Tawana will make a statement. Her statement? No one manipulates me or my family.
That's right.
You know how it came out? No one nip-snapes me or my... I swear to Christ, it came out, no one nip-snapes me or my family.
Get the tape.
I was on the floor wetting myself. I swear to God, I wet myself. I was laughing so hard.
You were sucking on your thumb, you were laughing
they
so hard.
They finally let her make a statement. Nip-snapes.
Nip-snapes.
God damn, bring me back. That was fun.
Kids, don't forget, later on, what did we learn on the show today? We learned how to say nip-snapes.
But, man, those were the days.
Wow, very good.
Let's go to Dan real fast. Dan, you're on WNEW.
No one.
Okay. He was.
Dan waited all that time, hangs up on the air. Okay, Brian, what's up?
Hey, hello, how are
you? What's up?
Yeah, I was in detention yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was listening to you guys, like, on the
phone. So were we after the show. Yeah. We were in detention.
Ooh,
yeah, I know.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was in there listening to my radio without, like, the teacher looking at me with my hood on, and I started dying. I was, like, kicking the table. I was dying listening to the show when the guy was out there screaming around. Show us your fun bags.
Psycho Mark.
Oh, my God.
Show us your fun bags.
We created a star yesterday. Psycho Mark.
Yeah, now I have 2 weeks more detention because I was smoking.
Oh, well. It was worth it, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. You guys are awesome.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye. Kim says her parents say nips nates all the time. Kim.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I was going to school up in New Paltz when that whole thing happened.
Yeah.
And it was just outrageous, you know? There was just racial fights and everything. And the first time she ever made that statement, we laughed so hard.
It like, could be the funniest thing I've ever heard on the news.
No one nip-nates me or my family. My mother, my sister, and I still say that 10 years later.
Really?
It is just, I will never forget it.
Anytime
it
I hear the word manipulates, I always think nip-snapes. No one nip-snapes me or my family.
No, one night, my sister and I were out at a bar, and some guy was giving me a hard time.
Yeah.
She got in his face, and she's about 5 foot, about 100 pounds. She got in his face and said, no one nip-nates me or my family. It's too much. I can't believe you guys remembered that. You guys rock.
No, Ant's better than I because I don't remember that.
That was a highlight of the Tawana Brawley incident.
Now, I need to find the footage of that.
The Robin DeFaul teen Tawana Brawley.
I'm telling you. And then, like, you know, when they had the guy, Pagonis, just up on, you know, out just before and they had Tawana out. As soon as I saw her, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm so glad somebody else remembers that.
I'm sure a lot of New Yorkers remember that one, man. That was too damn funny.
You guys suck. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Bye, guys.
Bye. David, you're next on the program. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey. Great.
Listen, you know, this whole Tawana thing, I seem to remember Bill Cosby being involved in this whole thing, too. Didn't he donate a lot of money to handle her legal charges and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of blacks came to the table for her until they realized, oh, my God, this is a sham. And it's
the other way.
It's being handled by just three kooks. Alton, Mason and Maddox and that friggin' Al Sharpton.
Absolutely.
And that was the good old days of Al Sharpton when he used to wear the sweats and the big Volkswagen hubcap medallion around his chest.
Well, he had to be in there with the people, you understand?
It was I'm with my peeps.
It was the mod squad.
The mod squad. Look at me. I look dapper in my sweatpants and my big Volkswagen hubcap medallion. Thank God I was wearing it when that racist went to stab me that day. Remember that? And then Reverend Al got stabbed. Those were some great times.
Yeah, but then they went to the bedside of the guy who stabbed him, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. I'll go to your bedside.
And listen, you guys have got to time some of this stuff. If you're going to pull it on television, when some of us aren't stuck in traffic jams.
We don't know.
We never know when the hell that stuff happens, man. The next one for Psycho Mark, we got a couple things in the works. One we can't even mention.
Well, let's see what's your eyes open.
It may happen next week, and then, you know, hopefully the Today Show in the near future.
I'm going to have to start leaving work earlier, I guess.
All right, David.
Take it easy, man.
Thank
Good.
You.
Bye.
And after that rap, now we got to play the Reverend Al song.
Ah, yes.
And we'll be back.
Who comes running when the cops get out of hand? Who thinks the mayor's in the Ku Klux Klan?
guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony.
107 WNEW.
We got Channel 2 News on.
Got a megaphone and something to say.
There's Mark. There's Mark.
Causing trouble on CBS 2.
With the hugest wow sign.
Monster Kramer is a tight ass crew.
This is like interactive TV.
Like Omar. He's a freak.
There he is. With the huge wow sign. Move over. Move over.
What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just jumped in front of
you. You look like a stock-raving lunatic. That was classic. Mark can't be doing it. What the hell are you, Mark? You're interrupting our own news broadcast. God dang.
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know.
Take on my heart.
Chance, whip him out. Whip him out.
Very mad at me.
You tell her go to
now, are you doing
our
job?
Boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out. The thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I have seen in a very, very long time. Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that set you got? What do you like? Walk around like John Wayne? Wayne, Mike?
Yeah. I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why you're going to listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
We're back on the Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW. Our phone line, 212-757-1027. Our listeners are on to us, Anthony.
What?
Greg on the instant feedback from Jersey. We just took a musical break, about 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
A musical break to regroup? Who are you guys kidding? The market's closed and you want to check your stock.
And who are we on the phone with during the break? Who called up?
Our old buddy, Stockbroker Dave.
Stockbroker Dave finally checking in. We got to have him in here again.
Well,
he's done a lot for the show. Good friend of the show.
He should call back so we can talk about stocks because he told us some stuff off, you know. I don't know how much of it we could, repeat.
Well, it doesn't matter if he says it. You know, he's just on the, I don't know.
Well, that's why I don't want to say anything. I mean, not like he's doing anything illegal, but
no,
there's all sorts of rules between.
Legit.
The stock market and broadcasting and all that crap, so we don't know.
You can't go on the air, I'm sure, and puff up a stock you're holding. People are getting in trouble with websites. Like, there's message boards and all kinds of bulletin boards for every stock out there. You go on to, like, the CNBC site, and you could get on a message board for any company.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that just buy a crap load of these $5 stocks, just load up on them, then go on the message boards and put a link there to a page that looks like a legitimate brokerage firm page.
Mm-hmm.
And then they trash the stock. Just trash it. And people sell it. They sell off. It's a step. Or they talk it up and they buy the crap out of it. And then the people that own it, that own the site, sell it at a profit.
That's brilliant.
And they're getting in, like, huge trouble. You can't do that.
Brilliant, though.
You get screwed for that.
The phones are busted again.
Again? Why does it happen? They work fine during the songs and spots.
I think it's good news, though, for the show. It just means the show's growing and we're blowing out the phones now.
It's Y2K, Opie.
Yeah, sure.
You see me with my computer in the back office there?
I see that.
I ran to a CompUSA. What did Ant get? Video card and some memory. I'm playing Half-Life on a 12-inch monitor. Jesus Christ. Opie's checking mail on like a 19-inch beautiful monitor.
My system that I use is a monster.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is checking message boards and answering all our listeners back.
I got my chitty-chitty bang-bang computer over there. Like smoke is coming out of it. I'm kicking it to get the CD-ROM door to open up. There's smoke, I swear, coming out of it. It's making noises.
you got to climb to the top of this building and crank it up a little bit so you can get another 10 minutes of Half-Life.
I do. I got to put green in it because the squirrel that's running in the cage has to run faster inside the computer. It's an old Packard Bell piece of crap before I learned Dell. It's the way to go. But, I put a video card in and some memory. Oh, and it looks great on the postage stamp monitor.
So I know what's going to happen next.
I need a monitor.
Time for Ant to get another monitor.
For God's sake.
How much money have you spent on computer equipment, in the last year?
In the last year? Ooh, a few grand there.
Easily, right?
Got to be, four maybe? Probably four. I love technology. I love computers. I got to have everything. That's it.
Tony, you're a cop.
Hope's working on the show. I got the side of my computer open. I'm pulling boards out. It's like, what the hell are you doing over there? I got to put this in now.
I don't give a crap as long as you're funny between 2 and 7. Who cares what you do, man? Pull out all the boards you want. Tony, you're next on the radio show. What do you have?
Hey, how's it going over there?
All right.
Well, yeah, I heard you guys talking about, knocking Hillary. Like, I'm not going to vote for her. You know, she's not my cup of tea or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you got to knock Giuliani, too. You guys said it.
Yeah,
he doesn't
have.
Pay the cops enough money. I'm a Port Authority cop.
Well, all you guys are going to vote for Giuliani just to get him out of the city, I hear. Are you guys under...
Get him out of the city. We just want him to get out, period.
You got your Port Authority? Are you even under Giuliani?
No.
Yeah.
We work... our boss is the governor.
Yeah, you guys are different.
Yeah, we're governed actually by Pataki and Whitman.
Yeah.
He's our boss. We don't work for Giuliani, but he hates us.
To do with Port Authority.
What's that?
He hates anything having to do with Port Authority, Giuliani.
Big time.
Control of the airports.
He's like, you know what he's
he does?
Like,
he wants the airports, and it's all Port Authority.
No, you know what he's like to me? He reminds me of, when you watch pro wrestling.
Yeah.
He's like that wrestler that was a good guy, then he turned to be a bad guy,
Yeah.
You don't see that chair coming behind your back, and he blindsides you. That's how he is. During the Dinkins era, he was out there protesting with the cops and this and that, and then he became mayor. He, totally turned his back on everybody.
Yeah, he should take better care of the cops.
Yeah.
That's obvious, for what they've done for the city. And
absolutely.
Taken a hell of a lot of credit for it. He can't do a speech about how about the job he's done without bringing up how much crime has dropped and how safer the streets are. Well, who's doing that, Rudy?
Toss him
a dime or two,
I'm telling you, if you had him up there, if you got him on your show, and you asked him, you say, what do you think of these Port Authority cops? He'll start backtracking like you wouldn't believe. I'm pretty sure of it.
I think it's time to have the mayor on our show.
I'm serious.
Well, he does broadcast on CBS.
I would love it if you guys had him on.
Ask the mayor.
Ask the mayor. We'll
God
do it.
Damn, that show is great.
We'll do Ask the Mayor on our show.
Ask the mayor.
Really, I would love to have him on. Like, if you guys had him on, I would love to be on the phone talking to him. Hey, man, what do you think? You know.
Well, you guys would ask most of the questions. What the hell?
Man.
You know.
Yeah. What are we gonna ask him?
I would get Kinnison on him. I would be like, say it. Hey, what do you think of the Port Authority? Say it.
He's made no bones about it. He can't stand the Port Authority cops.
We can't stand him. Screw him.
All right, Tony.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
You guys rule.
All right. Phones are busted, so now we just got to randomly go to him. This could go ugly. Who's this?
It's Steve. How are you?
Hi, Steve. What do you have?
You guys were talking about computer monitors. I had a monitor that was since 1990, and that sucker was trying hard to stay alive, and then it just... burst into sparks.
Monochrome. Nothing better than that.
It blinked out on me, and I had to go in back and rush like crazy, keep myself calm, and unplug everything so I wouldn't spark out myself. The thing was smoldering as I took it outside.
That's great. There's nothing better than something bursting into flames in your house.
It makes you happy.
Yeah. Now you got to get a new one.
I already got a new one. I already bought it the same day, but I went to a place where the guy barely spoke English and tried to sell me a $225 monitor for it was insane. So I just went all around the place. I got a really good 17-inch monitor.
Very good.
So now I'll check it. I'll download all the stuff and go to the site.
Where did you try to get the monitor? On, Broadway?
No, actually.
Where they sell all that crap, 10,000 times the actual worth?
Binoculars, my friend. Binoculars. These are $100 binoculars.
And they're the little things you get out of the gumball machine.
$100 coated lenses.
Coated with what? Get out of here.
The prices, they just...
Yeah.
They just rake you over the coals.
Walkman. It's wait a minute. What happened to the price from the time I looked at it in the window in front of the place and I walked in to buy it?
Yeah.
Walkman, $5. Walk in, $500.
$500.
You did not see decimal.
You can barter with those guys pretty good. And you're still going away getting ripped off.
You're going to get ripped off. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Because you bought those binoculars when we first moved back to New York because we had to check out all the chicks across the way from our hotel.
Yeah, they put us up in a hotel. It was right across from an apartment building. We needed binoculars. We're in New York. Broadway is the only place where we could get binoculars. So we're walking around. I walk in. You get these little phantom binoculars, little ones. The guy wanted $90 for them. $90 for binoculars. You get it. Gotta go to Moses. You get it like, it's like $5. Yeah. Cheapo binoculars. I'm like, get out of here. I go to walk out. My friend. All of a sudden, I'm a friend. My friend. We can work it out. My friend, how much you want to pay? You want to pay like $10, I'll give you.
On 20.
Now I'm thinking, all right, he went from 90 to 20. This is crap. He's still making a profit. He's not going to go, okay, ooh, I'm going to give him at a price where I'm going to lose $50. And no, he's still making a profit.
And you ended up buying him for like 20, and he was pissed off that he was giving it to you at that price. Remember?
He was pissed. So I said 10, and then he said 20. I said 15.
Yeah.
He said 18.
Yeah.
And then I was sticking. At that point, I could care less about the binoculars. Then I was sticking at 15. I said, no, 15. 18, 15, 17, 50.
Right.
50. I'm like, we're in Bangladesh over here arguing over a pig head. 15, 18, 50. I said, no, 15. Sorry, my friend. Okay, bye.
See ya.
My friend, 15.
15.
All right, my friend. He's my pal now, my friend.
Your buddy, your pal. I don't even know who this is. Who are you?
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a cop in the city.
Hey, Mike. Good.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I like the way you guys support us all the time.
We try.
Yeah, a lot of guys should vote for Giuliani to get him into Congress because if not, the next election is going to be him being for governor. Then he's really going to hammer us.
Well, he's done as mayor anyway. I mean, he can't run for another term, so...
Yeah, I know, but if he stays in New York and he goes back as governor, he's really going
to
hurt us.
And to tell you the truth, he'll probably make a good senator for New York because he's very pro-New York. He'll go to Washington and try to get as much money as he can for the state.
Yeah.
But as far as the city's concerned, you got to get a mayor who's a little more sympathetic with the cops in there.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, yesterday you were talking about the Goat's Head Bar down at Hunts Point?
Yeah.
Man, that guy, he had me screaming yesterday.
Oh, cool.
A friend of mine was in there one time, and the guy sitting next to him had his head in between some girl's lap. The guy turns around and says to him, hey, do you got to eat your lunch here?
Jesus.
All right. You guys rule.
All right, thanks, buddy. And don't get me wrong, I do think some of you cops are real pricks. Well, you come across a few that are real hard asses, you know. For the most part, they're pretty cool. But some of you, oh my God!
Hey, who's this?
O&A.
Yeah, what's your name, man?
What's up? It's Craig. I'm a cop in the Bronx. What's
all
going
right.
on?
Hey, man.
Cool, Craig.
Listen, I don't know what's worse, him or Hillary. It's like a decision. My gun, or do I jump off the building?
Well,
I want to see either one of them get in.
Well, it looks like
he's
going to be.
He's kicking us around.
Yeah.
He's kicking us around left and right. Not giving us the money we deserve.
But he has nothing to do with it after he's gone, so you might want to vote him...
Yeah, just to get him the hell out of the city. I hear you on that one.
He's out anyway, but
yeah,
like you said,
God.
Hopefully he won't try to run for governor. I don't know if he'd get that, though.
I don't know about that either. And I tried yesterday about the strippers.
Yeah.
Listen, I was up in Sue's Rendezvous one night in Mount Vernon. Great hangout, right? Hello?
Yeah,
we're listening to you, guys.
All right, I thought you guys cut me off.
Oh, no.
I'm in there one night, me and my friend, and this hot Puerto Rican girl gets on stage... Starts dancing, taking her dress off. She got this white, nice G-string on. Nice set of Hooters on her, right?
Hooters.
She turns around. She bends over. Yeah. Nice big red streak right down the middle. You know, the period. It was disgusting.
Wow. A little extra treat for your buck.
Yeah. No hot dances from her, though. All right. You guys rule, man. Take care.
Later,
later,
man.
Later.
Bye.
Very funny. Like Giuliani, I think would make a good, I think he would make a good senator. He's very pro-New York, and mayor is the kind of job, especially in New York, it's very personal for such a big city. The mayor is very involved with the communities and the people, you know, so when he makes a decision, it affects people directly. Senators are a little more detached from their constituency, so I don't think he'd be making as many enemies on a personal level in the Senate.
And then you get another mayor in there. We'll see how
actually, we don't even know what the senators do down in Washington for us.
They hopefully come back with wheelbarrows full of money for the state.
Right, but
that's pretty much it.
We have no idea what they do on a day-to-day basis or anything.
Oh, they get hummus from pages.
There you go.
That's what I hear.
You know, but everything the mayor does, you know, we read about in the local papers.
It's very hands-on, very personal. He's he's right there in the thick of it. Senators, I think they delegate a lot of responsibility. I think they... it's a lot of schmoozing, a lot more schmoozing than it is actual hands-on work. And it's who you know, and you try to bring back as much cash to your state as you can.
See, I just don't trust Hillary. I don't think she would I don't think she'd have the best interests of of us, the New Yorkers.
She could probably get some cash back here, but for what purpose?
I don't trust her, though. I think she's more worried about her own agenda.
True. Yeah, just she wants to be a senator so she could be a senator. With Rudy, you know he probably really wants the job to have a legacy for himself, to say, look what I did for New York. And after he leaves his tenure in civil service, he could look back and go, all right, people couldn't stand me, but look what I did for the city and the state.
Right.
Hillary, on the other hand, wants to go, how did I look? You know, I'm a senator. You know, look at my resume. I think she's more concerned with that.
Of course.
Yeah.
She wants to be prez.
Please. Oh, my God.
She does, though.
She could probably get a Hummer in the Oval Office. I wouldn't doubt she's got something swinging.
And it's just coming down. Oh, there go the phones again. You know, we haven't bitched in a while, but
it happens.
I know. Help us out.
It's Y2K.
Help us out, people. We can't do a talk show if we don't have phones. We need that connection with our listeners.
Yeah, please don't make us talk.
So much easier when the listeners do the show for us.
Isn't it?
It's great. We got the biggest scam going in radio. Hey, Opie and Anthony, you're great. Well, have you been listening? We haven't said anything.
Ixnay on the Amskay.
Right. Biggest freaking scam going. They're just not on to us yet.
Great. Take another call. I'm trading options.
Right. Half the time our listeners are talking, when they're going on for 3 or 4 minutes, it's not because we're listening. We're distracted with something on our laptops.
Yeah,
here.
When you hear a caller and they're talking and then they pause and go hello, because we're not saying like
yeah,
we're doing something else. We're
of
not
course.
Listening.
And then we quickly go no, we're listening to your story.
Little insight on the show.
Wow, those guys are good listeners.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
They really pay attention. Oh, my God. 63 3/4 sell.
That's funny. Well, and it's coming down. Puff Daddy has been indicted on weapons charges.
Oh, no. Say it's not so.
Weapons charges?
And now he's got Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
His own dream team. They always talk about the dream team. It's only Cochran. And then this other guy, Benjamin Braffman.
Yeah.
He's got, because they got to have the white guy. Any black guy that gets in trouble, they get Johnny Cochran, but then you need the obligatory white guy. Usually it's that little wormy DNA guy.
Dershowitz? No, not Dershowitz. Sheck.
Barry Sheck.
Barry Sheck.
Barry Sheck. Boy, his hair doesn't look too greasy. Looks like he's got DNA in his hair. Did that guy shower once during the OJ trial? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but he's got the Oreo team, the black and white,
and Johnny Cochran right there. That's got to cost a buck, huh?
He's got the money, though.
Oh.
Not for long, though. He's heading down the MC Hammer road.
Quickly.
You think so?
Quickly. Yeah, that's true. He better watch that E! True Hollywood Story on MC Hammer.
He should get a
behind
copy
the music
of that and watch it every day in his limo
day.
Because he's heading that way. I mean, his latest album isn't doing as well as they thought.
Can't touch this.
Now he's in trouble. He's going to have to pay a fortune to Johnny Cochran and his rhyming.
Down, 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 can't afford this. Down, 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 down. He bought a $10 million house.
Yeah.
And then, he had his posse, like, just drain him like so many leeches.
MC Hammer, yeah.
MC Hammer.
Yeah.
And now Puffy, you're right. He's running down the same road. You know, I the last album he put out didn't sell as good, did it? He's got to look out. He should be watching his cash.
It's out now.
All right, so we're looking forward to the Johnny Cochran rhymes.
Although I didn't say that, Opie did, Puffy. Because he's been known to break into places and just have people beat the crap out of people that badmouth him.
All right, we got to play a little ditty from Airsick Productions. Airsick.net if you want to check out any of their stuff. They got a little Puffy and Jennifer song here.
Yeah.
On the Opie and Anthony Show, WNAW.
Together, didn't think you were dumb till you had a gun. They threw both of us in the slammer, and now I hear that you're dissing me. A pistol, I'm pissed off. What is my defense? You think I'd turn on you, cut myself a deal, and turn state's evidence? Busted for the night. When even though I was in arms, busted for the night. Wow. Now Puffy thinks I'll do him harm, busted for the night.
Fran is 84 years old. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
No, anal is okay.
Train Wreck Radio. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
The Rock of New York. That's what we used to say, right, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I didn't even bat an eye when you said it.
I'll be honest. That was a slip.
The Rock of New York.
This place has been so many things. I'm surprised we don't slip more often.
Love songs. Nothing but love songs.
Classic rock with classic jocks.
Okay.
Oh, solo mia. What are we now?
Hey, we got it.
I got it here.
All right. We got to do our monthly tribute to Scott, so.
Oh, solo mia.
Don't get confused.
Oh, shoot.
You know,
you talked over the best part.
I'm going to have to play it again.
Hell yeah.
All right, hold on.
Oh, solo mio.
I love that guy.
Oh, nothing funnier than an old man just like...
Oh, so
all right. Scotzo.
Make no mistake about it. We love that guy.
Scotzo.
One of the only guys that was cool to us.
And Scotzo proved himself to be a survivor. He's still on the airwaves in New York.
God, you guys think we're lazy on our radio show. I would like to have his gig.
Wow.
He does 1 hour. 1 hour a day.
Tune in to the Scotzo Show tomorrow for our Beatles block and some ELO. That's all we got time for. And then Friday for British Biscuits. And oops, that's all we got time for.
Yeah.
Not even a big biscuit, a little one.
I mean, we're supposed to do 5 hours. I mean... We usually do, 4 hours and 20 minutes, so that's not too bad.
He does an hour.
Yeah.
And it's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, because, like, if there was a nuclear war happening, all of a sudden one launched against our country, New York, in flames,
mm-hmm.
You'd hear Scott's going, and now it's Fleetwood Mac. Because it was recorded. You wouldn't know. The next day it would be like, holy Jiminy Cricket, a nuclear weapon. I want that gig. You think we'll ever last long enough to have the 1 hour gig?
Hell no. What are you kidding?
You got to work, 50 years to get the 1 hour gig?
Dude, he is at least still on New York radio.
Yeah.
We will probably be relegated to CB Channel 4, I think.
I don't care.
Just be booted out of everything. Breaker, breaker, it's the ONA show.
We're bitter and miserable and hate each other.
We have alienated half the business so far. 50% of the stations out there will not hire us.
I know, isn't that...
That's scary.
That sucks, huh?
And God forbid, you know, we get fired from here, then it's pretty much down to maybe like 5% of the business will still hire us.
Be doing farm reports in Nebraska.
That's how consolidated this business is getting, though. Oh. In the old days, you know, you get fired, you piss off one station, one company. Nowadays, you get fired, you piss off half the business.
Yeah. And it was like, it was strange because... In the old days, if you got fired, it wasn't out of the ordinary to bring a lawsuit against your old company.
Yeah.
It's like silly to do that now. Oh, my God. Especially since, you know, it's like Megacorp. We own everything. It's like, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
CB Channel 14.
There you go.
That's it.
Or Internet Radio.
The Radio Shack. Radio Shack. I'm in radio. Radio Shack.
Work down at the store.
Peter.
How you doing?
All right.
I don't know how Puff Daddy got caught with that gun.
Huh?
I don't know how he got caught with that gun. Why didn't he just shove it up Jennifer Lopez's butt?
They never would have found it.
Really, right?
Well, that's why more people didn't get hurt at the club, though. They all hid behind that big ass.
Where'd everybody go? I was trying to shoot someone.
Right.
Oh, my, Jennifer's ass.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
God damn.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, O&A?
What up?
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, this guy Rudy. Well, first of all, how come you guys don't support corrections that often? I always hear you talking about cops.
I'll tell
what
you
about us, man.
We don't know much about you guys.
If
I could field this one, I will take this.
All right,
You know why we don't support you?
Why?
We get so many calls from the prisoners, and from the sound of the background, it doesn't sound like you guys are doing squat.
These guys are calling us up.
They're all yelling.
Kill Opie Anthony! Yeah, kill him! Kill him!
We got some calls like that, yeah.
In a prison, okay? Let's get this straight. The city covers jails. The state covers prisons.
Uh-huh. What are you?
State. I'm a state CO.
All right.
I'm in a prison, all right? Now, how can you say you get calls from prisoners? That's impossible. In a state prison, the only way you can get calls from a prisoner is if you're on their calling list. Now, what are you guys on? Prisoners calling list?
Yes. We must be.
No, you can't be. It's got to be approved.
We've gotten some calls from state prisons.
Not state prisons.
Rikers?
No way.
What is Rikers?
Rikers is a city jail.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we've gotten the Rikers call.
What's that other one we get calls from?
I forgot. Essex something.
That's in Jersey.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about Jersey, but anyway.
Well, that's good enough for us, man. They scare the bejesus out of us.
I'm kidding. We like you guys.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now you say that now because I'm on the phone.
No, because I might be
but
in the
hey,
joint.
If there was nobody to keep them in there, what would you do? You know what I mean?
Figure it out. Opie and Anthony love everyone.
Love everyone.
It's the only way we're going to become number one. We love everyone.
Yeah.
But listen, Rudy's got to get in, man. Because if he doesn't get in and runs for governor, see how he's shafting the cops? He's going to shaft us even more.
All right.
Everyone's out for themselves.
What?
Everyone's out for themselves in this election.
Not all you guys. Not everyone. But it'd be better if he went to be a senator, because if he becomes governor, forget about it.
He won't be governor.
He'll be
senator, and I think he'll be a good senator. And you just got to hope that the mayor that gets in, or anybody involved with the city, has to hope that the next mayor that gets in here is a good one.
Well, not for nothing, Ant. You could run against Hillary and get elected.
All right, John, we got someone on line 11 that has a problem with you.
All right, who's that?
Chris? Chris?
Yeah, O&A.
Hey, you're on with John. What's up?
Listen, do me a favor. Give this guy the train wreck because he's terrible. Correction officers are nothing but perps with guns.
Who are you?
Perps with guns. Wow.
Who are you?
I'm a cop.
Where? Where are you a cop?
Perps with
guns. I'm a cop in the city.
All right, and what's
I'm
the
driving problem? Around right now working while you're probably sitting down eating a pizza or something doing absolutely nothing.
Hey, not for nothing. Do you even know any state COs?
Sure.
You do? Where do they work?
The ones we lock up.
Where do they work?
State one? Out in the island?
Out in the island? That's not a state CO. There is no state prison in Long Island.
Oh, whatever.
Come on, if you're gonna debate something, know what you're talking about.
You guys are security guards. That's all you are.
Security guards. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. All right, Chris. Chris, thank you. I don't think Chris is for real there, John. Hold on a second.
I don't know. I think he is.
Well, I got a better one on line three. John, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, we got a guy in jail that wants to talk to you.
A guy in jail?
These are always the best. Vinny!
You?
You're in jail?
Yeah, man.
What are you in jail for?
Arson.
Arson?
Arson. What, are you a fire bug? Or are you going for insurance money?
Where are you in jail?
Where am I in jail? Yeah. Monmouth County.
Where?
Monmouth County.
Putnam County?
Monmouth County.
Where the hell is that?
Monmouth County. No, Long Branch and everything. Where are you, CEO at?
What prison are you in?
I'm in Monmouth County, getting ready to get transferred down to...
Monmouth County. You're in Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got payphones in county jails.
Yeah.
That's because a county jail is either a holding facility. It's not... He's not sentenced yet, this guy.
I have sentenced.
You are sentenced?
I have sentenced.
So what are you, awaiting transfer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see?
Where are you?
The guy's talking to him like he's running him, like he owns him.
Where are you? What do you do?
CO in New York State.
That's right.
Hey, Vinny, Vinny.
What?
John, let me talk to Vinny a minute. All Vinny, right. What did you burn down?
A liquor store.
Why?
I don't know. Got drunk.
Had no minute, though.
What? Shut your mouth.
They wouldn't sell you liquor?
What? Yeah, right.
You burnt it down?
Yeah, man.
What happened? Let me. What's the story?
I made a mistake, you know. What could I do? But I got a good deal. It was only got a 4-flat with a $500,000 fine.
Look at this.
$500,000 fine, and you burnt the place down. What'd you do? Just throw a bottle of gas in there?
Gas on it. And the two of the people who did it with me, man, turned evidence and ratted me out.
Collect the $500,000.
Hey, the COs here are garbage, man. Same with the rest of them all over, man. They're fairies, man. A lot of them take sexual...
So you're saying they take sexual favors from the inmates?
I don't know about it, but I'm saying they're punks, just like some of the fairies, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, this
you guys are awesome.
All right, Vinny, thank you.
You guys suck.
All right.
And look who you're talking to. Look who you're talking to, a convicted felon. The guy's a mope.
Well, this guy, Jeff, is a former convict. Jeff?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
You got words for John on the line?
Oh, yeah. He's a security guard without a gun. He belongs in London, being one of those cops.
Yeah.
I was down before for like 12 months, and all they do is sit in a little booth, and they do the crossword puzzles.
Where were you at con?
Wharton's Track, down in Camden, one of the worst...
everything's in New Jersey. Hey, O&A, don't you have any...
Hey, O&A, why don't you just put him back in the bubble? He's a bubble man.
Bubble
he gets some oxygen in those bubbles. What is it? Lunch, the food. It's thinner now. Why you bring up the food?
See, no New York State prisoners, right?
I'm trying, John.
I got arrested one weekend and I got brought to the tombs.
Yeah.
Talk about New York correction officers are about the same as I can't say it, but a turd. They do nothing.
Oh,
I'll go before you give me the train wreck.
All right, Jeff.
Look at that. And you're a criminal.
I made a mistake.
You made a mistake?
I made a mistake. Listen. When I was 18, and then the correction finally gets me when I'm 23.
Yo,
babe,
how many priors you got?
One. That was the first time I ever was in trouble. I played AAA for the Mets. One time I did something wrong.
All right, Charlie, you get one chance.
No, I don't. I got arrested and put in jail. I don't get a chance.
Well, what'd you do?
I did a little stuff on the side. I sold a little bit.
You're dealing drugs.
Business.
What'd you get convicted of?
Possession of cocaine.
You should have been put in a drug program, and that's that.
I didn't get that. I couldn't even get PTI. The judge, matter of fact, was my father's priest.
It probably wasn't your first offense.
Hey,
I swear to God, it was. I was. Let me go before you give me the train wreck, guys.
What did you have, like 20 kilos or something? Jesus, man.
No, I had an ounce. That's it.
An ounce of blood.
Oh, an ounce.
Man,
you... For my personal use, I wasn't going to sell it.
You had a...
No, I was going to sell it. I had $2,000.
You had a bad lawyer.
Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, really. You should have gotten off on that one.
I had the senator give me a letter of recommendation. My parents were like PTA. My dad's a fireman or a cop.
And how many years do you get?
I got a 3-flat, and I got a hit while I was inside because like I said, a correction officer decided to be a man and tried to confront me, and I had to knock him down, so they gave me a hit.
And this guy's an outstanding citizen. Look at that.
Well, first of all, the guard was a gay. First of all, he's gay. I'm taking a shower. He looks at my my penis.
Oh, look, see, now he doesn't. Now he's against homosexuals.
Oh, yeah. I hate facts.
He's being honest, at least.
Hey, I'm not prejudiced. I just hate everybody.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you, John Rocker. All right, guys. John, hold on a sec. Everyone wants to talk to John. John, I'm going to put you on one more guy here, all right?
Who's this?
A guy named Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yo, what's up, guys?
You're on with John.
Hey, John.
What's up?
Hey, you guys are a bunch of Barney Fifes with a single bullet.
And who are you?
And you don't need to know who I am.
Oh, here we go. Nobody wants to identify themselves,
well,
man.
Wouldn't you fail a post office test?
Identify yourself.
Where do you pick up your block of cheese?
Who are you?
You don't need to know who I am.
Why not?
Why, you want to write me a love letter, you fag?
Nah, you don't want to identify yourself. You know, back yourself up, man.
Oh, back myself up into what? Into you?
See, you're probably just another mope.
Yeah, a mope. Spell it.
You don't know how?
Oh, I stumped you, huh?
Yeah.
What, do you hang out with Old Dirty?
Yeah. No, that is a real mope.
Okay.
Hey, don't you be dissing our pals.
Well, I like Old Dirty.
Not for nothing, O&A.
He's the best. He's the best skell we know.
He's the best skell you know.
Hey, speaking of Old Dirty, he's on the warm line. Joe, I'm going to let you go, all right?
All right, man.
Peace.
He's on the where?
Hold on a sec. Joe, if you're still listening, great freaking job. That was very funny.
Wow. He's pretty funny.
John.
Yeah.
Old Dirty.
Yeah.
Hey.
What the F is a mope?
You're a mope.
Mope these nuts, you punk ass.
$3
an hour. Pussy.
You what?
You're a pussy. Shut up.
You're a mope.
You're a pussy. You couldn't get a real job, and now you're making $3 an hour. You think you're something? You ain't nothing. You're a pussy. I'm a mope. You're a pussy. Shut up.
You couldn't do it, Nigga. Because you're a mope, man.
Shut up, Playcock. Shut up. Daddy's talking. Shut up.
If they shut your ass up to Clinton, forget about it.
Yeah, my man, I ain't going to because I don't play myself to be a gangster. I am not a criminal.
You don't play yourself to be a gangster.
Yeah, on the other hand, got an extra education. The best thing you could do was get a job as a CEO. Big deal, bro. You don't say so pussy. You pussy, bro.
All right.
I'm on the key, that's right. So what? Yeah, I'm a monk, so what?
That's right.
Pussy, shut up.
The day
jerk off.
You wouldn't pass the day in Attica?
My man, I ain't never going to Attica. That's right, I'm not going to Attica. You're locked up every day. That's why you got the attitude you got. You are locked up for 8 hours a day. You locked up just like that. Man, shut up. Shut up, you a pussy, man. Daddy's talking, shut up.
Daddy's talking.
Me pissed, man. Calling me a monk. You don't even know me. You don't even know me.
I don't need to know you. I should. I'm going to talk on the radio, man.
You don't even know me, man.
All I got to see is your attitude on the radio.
What do you think you are? Because you are CEO. What are you, bulletproof? Stop with that, punk.
I never said I was bulletproof.
You need to step, man. You need to step. That's my word.
You're a mope.
Look at this guy, man. Yo, O&A, man, pardon me, man. I'm not even gonna get to this guy's level, man. I'm not even
You already did.
I'm not gonna go there.
Old Dirty.
Right.
Hey, Old Dirty.
What?
If you put that kind of energy into getting a job, you'd be the president of IBM.
There you go, man.
All right, man.
Old Dirty wants to be a gangster.
What happened?
Old Dirty wants to be a gangster.
I ain't no gangster. I don't walk in as a gangster. I don't play myself as a gangster.
No,
okay,
no,
I never led that life, my man. Come on, you're talking to an intelligent brown man, CO.
All right.
You keep talking.
Shut up.
That's true.
All right, man. Old Dirty, I got to move on. There's a bunch of other guys want a piece of John.
Maybe you should get a job, man.
Yo, you know what?
Yo.
Maybe you should get a life.
All right.
I got a life. I got a life,
CO.
I got a job.
All right, go be on lockdown tomorrow, pussy.
Oh, he hung up.
Wow.
Old Dirty never gets that pissed off. Hold on, let's put you on with a couple more here. I want a piece of you.
Do I get paid for this or what?
Hell no.
Like we said, you guys do the show for us. We sit back and get all the credit.
There you go. You're on E-Trade.
Who's on the line with John? Who's the other guy?
Look, after I was actually.
Deli.
Yo.
You're a former convict.
No doubt. Yo, peep this. Everybody who's calling talking about New York City jails, they all fronting. Old Dirty and everybody else is fronting because, let me tell you, up in the island, I know mad COs I was locked up, and they be putting it on people who get out of line.
Where were you locked up?
I was on the island. I was in C-74, and I was in HDM.
Were you ever a state prisoner?
Oh, yes, I did time in Southampton State Penitentiary. But
where the hell is that?
Southampton, North Carolina. But listen to this.
Okay.
I thought they had a prison out in the Hamptons in Long Island.
My word, I'm not getting my caviar. Before lockdown, what is this? Lobby, where's my Dom Perignon?
State penitentiary, people have it good. You know, you get locked up and you go into the state penitentiary and they look at you and you're on that rah-rah stuff and they be like, oh, you must be from Rikers Island. And they just put it on you. They don't go for that stuff. People are just settling down, doing their time. But all that crap people talking, you get locked
up. True.
You get locked up in New York City, and you come out your mouth. Even the littlest bit that you think you're hard or a killer, and those COs will put you in a cell and put it on you. They will whip your ass like they would go tomorrow.
Hey, really? Don't get sent up to Clinton.
Clinton is soft, for real.
I'm a congressman
Clinton
on the phone?
Clinton is soft.
Yeah.
No. Buddy. Up in Santa Mora, New York.
All right. What's the CEO's name?
All right, listen.
John. I hear you talking here. Everybody else is selling dreams on the radio.
Right.
You just get off the island and see what happens.
All right, I got to cut you off because we got Congressman Ackerman on the line.
Let's add a little respectability.
Yeah. I want to talk to him.
All right, hold on a sec.
Let's add some respectability to this show.
Congressman Ackerman.
Listen, I was listening to your
oratory.
Is that what the COs are all about?
Wait, first of all, I want to thank you.
It sounded like a congressional debate to me. I figured I had to get into this thing.
I want to thank you for the Christmas card, sir.
Oh, hey, you're quite welcome.
He signed it himself and everything.
I saw that.
In person.
I was amazed.
In person. I was trying to get to Hooters, you know. Except one of those COs stopped me. I ran a light. Dragged my ass down, and he says, how'd you like to go to Clinton? I said, I'm supporting us.
Not only is he a congressman, he's a comedian on the side, Anthony.
I see that.
All right, we're going to put you on with John, the state cop, all right?
Put me on with John.
All right, John?
Yeah.
You're on with Congressman Ackerman.
Really, Congressman Ackerman? Hey, John, really, Congressman Ackerman? Would you try to stop me saying I was doing 68 in the 65 zone? No. You guys do a great job, by the way. I just want to tell you that.
Oh, look at that.
There's a lot of stuff we need, man. Yeah, I know you need, but you know what they say, John?
What do I say?
You suck.
Well, this really isn't him.
It really is. He calls our show all the time, yeah.
It really is.
The only thing you can help us with, though, is federal legislation, and that really is not going to do much for the state prisons.
No. One of the things we do is we try to set the pay grade right for the federal prisons, and that helps set the standards.
That's not going to help us in the state.
Well, no, it raises the bar and sets the tone.
We need either a state senator or an assemblyman. Oh, and you got one of them?
I used to be a state senator.
Who's your friend?
This is a first. Training a congressman.
Do you?
I know.
Zolio.
Who's that?
Nizzolio.
Nizzolio.
Senator Nizzolio.
Nizzolio.
Oh, God, that had to hurt.
You can't train a congressman?
I calls him as I sees him.
Oh, my God. The only politician that likes our show, you idiot.
He'll understand. All of a sudden, we were on Meet the Friggin' Press. Jesus Christ. A double training, that was.
That was classic.
Right at the end, the guy caught on, John.
He's like, oh, no. not enough time to get off the track. Like when Wile E. Coyote just pulled the shades down in the Dynamite Shack. Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right. Let's take a break here.
All right.
All right, we'll be back.
Dudes with Tudes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Sophie and Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off.
1027 WNEW.
Thank God I just figured it out, Anthony. I swear to God I thought I was going crazy because after the show yesterday, I'm on the subway.
Yeah.
And I'm singing Only the Beginning. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this stupid song stuck in my head? I don't like Chicago.
Maybe you're listening to Classic Q.
And then on the way into work on the subway again, it popped in. Only the beginning. And I'm just humming it to myself, like, why am I such a fag? It's that damn commercial. We don't even listen to the commercials on the show because we're too busy doing stuff, but I guess subliminally, they're popping into our eardrum.
Could someone mark where Opie just yelled that?
Why am I such a fag?
I'm the dad, and we could just put that in something, please.
Holy.
Why am I such a fag?
But I'm sitting there, I'm reading about Puffy and John Rocker this morning, and I'm just going. I'm like, why am I freaking humming this damn thing? Nissan, bravo, good job.
Hey, look at that, you even knew the company.
You remember the product even, so I guess they're doing something right.
Must buy Nissan.
Hey, congratulations to The Simpsons. 10 years and running.
Ten years.
Absolutely amazing on that.
Started out on that lousy Tracy Ullman show.
Yep, with the bad drawings and stuff.
Yeah, you see the way they looked originally?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look like that anymore.
We're in the middle of a commercial break, yeah.
Oh, we are. I thought that was a short break.
Stacker 2.
Yes.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, Anthony. What could you tell us about Stacker 2?
Well, if you pack the pounds on for the holidays, it's winter, you're wearing heavier clothes and stuff, you tend to add a few pounds to your frame. Well, what happens when the warm weather starts? You got to take that off. You'll be fat, unattractive, in our looks-oriented society.
Okay. John's calling back. He just got trained. Hold on a sec. John.
What?
What'd you say when you realized the train was just about to smash it?
You want to know something? I'm in my car going home.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of traffic. I didn't even realize it was a train. I heard all the horns. I thought it was a con. And I'm right next to the railroad, too, on Sunrise Highway. So
I think he thought he was going to get stuck by a crossing because he's like, oh, no.
Yeah, you said, oh, no, or something.
Was that really Gary Ackerman?
Yes, yeah. Right. He calls us all the time.
He loves the show.
He sends us notes from time to time.
He'll understand why we trained him.
I hope so.
He likes the show.
We love Congressman Ackerman.
Sent us a Christmas card.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. No doubt.
All right, John, we're going to let you go.
All right, man.
All right.
Listen, tell Spaz don't ever go to state prison because he's going to get a beating.
Okay, good.
All right?
Thank you.
Later.
In the middle of our Stacker 2.
Yeah.
Live read here, Anthony.
You packed on some pounds when you start taking those clothes off, you're going to be fat. Start now. Stacker 2.
Yeah, if you want to get ready for spring, you don't wait till March or April. You do it now.
It's too late.
Do it now.
Be all plump and everything, and people go, ooh, what happened?
Yeah, Stacker 2 can help you out. They do. It does three things. It's the world's strongest fat burner, so it burns the fat, gives you a boost of energy late in the day when you're dragging a little bit at work, and it crushes the cravings to snack in between meals.
Lose weight. That's what it adds up to.
Check out Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, at www.stacker2.com. That's stacker2.com. Or give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE for Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
Old Dirty's pissed off. He wants to talk off air, but...
We don't do anything off the air.
No. Old Dirty.
Old Dirty, man.
Oh, my... I gotta apologize to the people that listen to this show. Let me tell you something.
Wow, you are pissed.
No, I'm heated, man. Let me tell you something. Corrections officers who carry that type of attitude should be ashamed of themselves, because people who commit crimes and enter into the penal system, into the correction system, and go to jail, in prison, whatever differences exist, it's still the same thing. You're locked up. They go to be rehabilitated, okay? Now, if there's people that get out of line, well, they're supposed to use force to keep them in line. You know what I'm saying? But he got this tin badge. He got this attitude. Like you know, it's a whole big fraternity. It's a big gang, you know? Come on, man. It's not all about that. And that's what gives people the wrong impression, all right, about civil servants in uniform. And I'm speaking about the police and then the COs. He should be ashamed of himself. Prison should be a place to be rehabilitated. For those who need to be rehabilitated, then you can be. But not y'all. We're gonna whack this guy. We're gonna hit. Should be ashamed of himself. That punk. Ugh.
AOL's at 65 in after-hour training.
I saw that. Ad.
Oh man, you got to play Peacock, bro. You motherfucker.
Hey, this is a chick that hates you. This is always fun.
I don't care.
Hold on. You're on a roll today.
I'm on a freaking roll.
I got to say, we get more email about Old Dirty than any other one of our characters for the show.
What is it, hate mail?
No, people like either hate you or love you.
Yeah.
That's what I love about you, man. I mean, you just get people bent either way.
You know?
D.
Yes.
You hate Old Dirty?
Old Dirty, I've been trying to get through to talk to you for a while, because I don't understand something. All you do is put down people.
I'm not putting nobody down.
Let me speak. I'll give you a chance to speak. You give me a chance to speak.
All right.
All you do is put down this person. You do this for a living, you make $3. You do this for a living, you only make this much. From what I can tell,
never said anything like that.
You have
what are you
no
talking
job.
About? Do you listen to the show, madam?
I listened to the show, sir.
Okay,
madam.
The other day you said, oh, I am such an intelligent man. Meanwhile, then the next sentence out of your mouth, these are my men. These are my men.
honey, it's called, you know, jumping in and out of character. You know what I'm saying?
Character. You are a character.
You are a character. That was a compliment, sweetie. I take that as a compliment.
The Old Dirty uses character. Like Mr. Amos.
All right, D.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Old Dirty, you want to go round two or what? It's waiting for
you. I'm rope-a-doping right now, man.
Round two with John? What do you say?
Oh, John, he's back on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's an upstanding citizen.
Listen.
Let's roll the tape, babe. I never said this one gets whacked and that one gets whacked. I wasn't talking about if you go up to Clinton that the COs are going to beat you.
You said that's the guys, right?
And the prisoners are going to beat your ass.
Yeah, all right.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
I'm not a criminal.
I'm not even going to get to your level, kid. Yeah,
whatever
okay.
you know, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but don't let me say anything.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Citizen.
I didn't say anything that you didn't say or lead on to say. All right?
Yes, you did.
No, I
just heard it.
No, I did.
You said, oh, we're going to whack this one and whack that one. That's not what this job is all about.
Well, then explain yourself.
All right?
You didn't come off sounding like any different than you know what I'm saying, than what you were making yourself out to be.
Hey,
like you
oh, just wait, hey, roll the tape, man. Roll the tape. I never said that.
No, there's no attitude. Yeah, right.
You gotta have an attitude. Listen, you think you're so bad.
No, I don't think I'm nuts.
God, I love calling in an airstrike, man. Oh, yeah. Look at him burn.
Why, come on, Old Dirty will understand.
What happened?
I love that one.
That's a great one.
All in the airstrike.
Oh, too funny. Hey, we got to play that Psycho Mark thing again, the montage.
Right.
I'm
laughing my ass off over here.
I think we've had enough with the COs, the COPs, the ODs, the congressmen.
The OBGYNs.
Right. <we're, laughs> we want to get back to gas.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're running late. We're going there? All right. The Psycho Mark song, Anthony.
Cool.
Or montage, I should say, from yesterday.
He can't seem to stay out of the way.
We got Channel 2 News on.
Got a megaphone and something to say.
There's Mark. There's Mark.
Causing trouble on CBS 2.
With the hugest wow sign.
Monster Kramer is a tight ass shrew.
This is like interactive TV.
Psycho Mark. He's a freak.
There he is. It's a huge wow sign. Move over.
What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just jumped in front of
you. You look like a stock-raving lunatic.
That was classic. Mark can't be doing that. What the hell are you boys doing? You're interrupting our own news broadcast, for God's sake.
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know.
Take on my heart.
Chance, whip him out. Whip him out.
Marsha Kramer's very mad at me.
You tell her go to our boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out. See, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I've seen in a very, very long time. Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that set you got? What do you like? Walk around like John Wayne, swaying like?
Yeah. I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why you got to listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. 212-757-1027. Take a couple calls here real fast. John, what's up? Hey, John.
Hello?
What's up? You're on the air, man.
Yo, I just want to tell you guys that napalm bit was beautiful, yo. Oh, I never heard you guys do that one before.
The airstrike is...
Oh, I loved it.
Well, a lot of people getting used to the train, so we figure we're going to have to come up with a few more things that'll cut the conversation a little short.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
The next one we got to get in is a crane falling.
Crane falling on someone's head.
That could be funny with the squeaking, metal and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, John.
All right, thanks. Oh, and I want to tell that pig, John, to get a real job, that pussy.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. All right.
Stalker Patty on the line, Anthony.
Hello, Patty.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. What are you doing here, Patty?
Well, I'm at home sitting. I just wanted to call in and congratulate Psycho Mark. He really outdid himself yesterday.
Oh, another love interest, Patty?
No.
I thought maybe you went into Psycho Mark now.
I knew you were going
to. You have something in common. The psycho thing.
I'm not psycho. I wouldn't have the nerve to do what he did, but that was funny. I was on the bus going home, and I was laughing, and people were, like, looking at me, but I couldn't help it. I just burst out laughing.
I bet they see that a lot.
Oh, no, they don't.
Hey, Patty?
Yes.
When was the last time you pleasured yourself?
Oh, my God.
You're real funny, Opie. You're such comedians. Really funny.
Yeah, so when was it?
Oh, stop it.
You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, well, but anyway, I like the newest effect with the airstrike.
Oh,
better than the train.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll never get that, Patty.
Oh, I hope not.
You can stay on as long as you like.
Okay. But anyway, that's all I called to say is he should get an award or something for that brilliant performance. He was terrific.
All right, Stalker Patty.
Okay.
You're going to hang up in a good mood, right?
Yeah, I'm always in a good mood.
Okay, that's good.
We like keeping you happy.
I am happy.
I just want to keep you as happy as possible until all the...
What?
Until all the home security equipment is in place.
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing.
You guys are funny.
The Sloman Shield protecting against Patty.
All right. Very funny, Anthony. You're a comedian.
Uh-oh. Was I funny too, Patty?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Patty.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
There she goes, Patty.
Brian.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I got a good new sound effect for you.
Okay.
Stampede.
Hey, that might be good, like starting off in the distance. Big stampede.
Write that one down, Ben. That could be good.
And it just kind of runs over whoever's in the way.
That's very good. All right, Brian.
All right, later.
Thank you.
And who let the cows out of the pan open? Nigga Charlie.
Have we played that yet today?
I don't have my computer with
me. That's right. Well, Ben Stein got robbed.
What?
Game show host Ben Stein was held up recently in front of his Beverly Hills home, Anthony.
Oh.
Two men approached him outside his home. One was carrying a gun. They demanded money and jewelry.
Steal Ben Stein's money. If you could guess what's in my pants. That's right, a big load of crap. I'm scared.
And Ben Stein gladly gave the robbers the money, Anthony.
Here you go. Scurry away now.
Wow. Robbed.
Yeah.
They
didn't catch the guys?
Nope.
In Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills, yes.
Wow, they're robbing people in front of their houses in Beverly Hills.
That's scary.
Wow.
Stein even offered his vehicle. What is he, a dope?
Take my car. I don't need it. Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
Bueller?
Anyone?
They stuck this type of weapon in my ribs. Anyone? A gun in my ribs and asked for my, anyone, money and jewelry, yes. I offered them this thing, anyone, form of transportation, anyone, my car. They declined to take it and escaped on anyone. How did they escape? Anyone, Bueller, anyone, on foot, escaped on foot.
There you have it.
He was great in that movie.
Steal Ben Stein's money. I think we've done enough show today. Let's get out of here.
Why?
Why not?
I do have to get out of here at promptly at the end of the show.
Yeah, you have to go see Adam Ferrara tonight.
Adam Ferrara tonight and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Governor's Levittown. And I'm going tonight. I want to see my pal.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to play the other rock song.
Yeah, we got a few from
Airsick Productions.
Airsick. These guys,
Billy
boy,
and
they
Paul.
Can pump them out, can't they?
Yeah, they pump out songs about some of the things we do on the show, like on a weekly basis. And if you want to check out any of their stuff, it's airsick.net, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a song on here called The Hypocrite Rock.
The Hypocrite Rock.
Right. I like the one we played earlier.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
The Rock's a Pussy. That was pretty fun. I haven't heard this one yet, so let's check it out together, okay?
Right.
It's the gang from Airsick Productions. Everyone was talking about The Rock leaving our show last week. And
The Rock says!
And they wrote a little ditty about him. Here it is.
In the beginning, The Rock was fun, but before the show was done, Sick Boy had changed The Rock's tone, and he really pissed off this half-breed Simone. The way he left was a real big shock, with tears running down the face of The Rock. Everybody thinks this whole thing's a crock, but you must remember he's numbers and mankind suck. Well, The Rock went weeping because of ex wrestling, and something got The Rock peeved. Someone had to tell him about it, because I doubt The Rock can read. Oh, you thought you fooled us? That ain't no can. You look like a Cro-Magnon man, but you hypocrite Rock, you have lost some fans.
Obedient Anthony, we punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. Quick musical break. Some days we play more music than others, right, Anthony?
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun today.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Toadies, Possum Kingdom, from the Rubberneck CD, Nine Inch Nails before that, Head Like a Hole. Hold on. Mikey?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Mike from Woodhaven. How are you?
You're a little pissed off at Andrew the Angry.
That's a pretty smart-ass comment from a losing team, but we'll give him this. The same guy that's probably cleaning those piss-stained sheets is picking up the drool from Ralph Kleiner's lip. They got guys in there that have to wear bibs when they work around them.
Oh, wow.
Got them. How right. You boys doing, all right?
Yeah, we're hanging out.
You want to go with this tonight?
Ant's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go.
Hey, Ant, I went to Billy Dean's recently. The place is sick.
Billy Dean's?
Yeah.
Didn't that used to be a male dance, naked dance club?
No.
Billy Dean's.
Faz goes there on Monday nights.
Why? What is it on Monday?
No, on the weekends it's a shaving cream wrestling. It's sick. Six-foot women with shaving cream.
Oh, yeah. All right, rock.
It never gets old, huh, Mike?
No. What's the year you go? You know, you throw your money and then you go home poor.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good smile.
Cool.
Be cool, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Trying to cover all bases today, Ant. We've done a pretty good job. John Rocker all over the news.
Yeah.
Now he's apologizing.
Yada doodle.
They cleaned him up.
I like this boy. He says something stupid and apologizes, like the Grease Man joke. Remember the Grease Man when I said they ought to drag him behind trucks? No wonder they drag him, but what the hell did the Grease Man say?
No wonder
they dragged him behind trucks,
I don't even want to repeat what
Sling
you said.
Lead, yaddle doodle, bone dry, yeah.
Well, he's on his apology tour now. They cleaned him up, they parted his hair.
That's what the Grease Man did. Cleaned up, went to the apology tour. I went to all the black people and said, I'm sorry, the Grease Man's very sorry, yeah. Waddle doodle, offered him a bone dry martini, snarling, yeah. Waddle doodle.
I hear the Mets added D-cell battery day for this upcoming season.
Oh, yeah.
you think this guy's ever going to be able to, and not even New York, just like any stadium, step in there without getting razzed.
And he's going to have a nightmare year.
Yeah. It'll be fun to watch.
It will be fun.
D-cell battery day. I think it's going to be 12-volt interstate car battery day. You just see big 12-volt truck batteries flying out.
Get that balloon launcher that you see at Jones Beach. The Frank.
Yo.
What's up?
Listen, dude, I was listening to some of the radio station this morning, and Shane McMahon was on.
He was?
Yeah. They had him on for a little bit. And
What station had...
You
can't curse.
Huh?
You can't curse. Don't say the S word.
I'm sorry, dude.
What station had Shane on?
KTU.
Oh.
They KTU. I don't know. The guys at the truck listen to it. I don't listen to it. But I heard him on, so I wanted to call and ask him what happened with The Rock the other day with you guys.
Yeah.
And they dumped right out of it. They didn't want to talk about it.
You were on the air?
Yeah, man. They I was on for a few minutes, and then they dumped right out of it, and they said they lost me.
You know what's weird?
I'm going to lose you guys because I'm on a calling card.
All right, Frank, thank you.
No problem, man.
You know what's weird? WWF hasn't even called us. Hasn't even given us the courtesy of a phone call to discuss what happened last week.
I'm feeling a bit jilted by them,
I mean,
Opie.
They're obviously pissed, and they have every right to be. I'm not going to lie, but we're also pissed.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because they feel like, that... I don't know why, to be honest.
They have no right to be pissed at us.
But they
None.
Are pissed.
Yeah,
they're pissed. We're pissed.
Well, call up and talk about it like human beings, like civil humans. We could talk with them. We had a good relationship with them. I don't think one little episode with The Rock is going to ruin our relationship with them.
I don't know. Rick, before he went on vacation, he put at least 4 calls into the head office. No one will call us back.
Oh, after they wrote about us in their little magazine and everything.
At least we got our article out of the way.
Yeah. Usually we screw things up before things come out.
Right.
And we wreck it. Like our CD and stuff.
Like everything.
Like everything.
The January issue of Raw Magazine. We're in it.
But
if you care.
I want everybody that goes to the Royal Rumble, which is at the Garden, live, pay-per-view. It's going to be televised live. To bring... Opie and Anthony rock signs. Use your own imagination, but they should just tear The Rock a new a-hole. How are you? Hey, suck any more fat out of your baloney boobs, Rock? Things like that. He had liposuction, you know. He had man breasts.
Yeah, but
that's because he's Samoan, Opie.
You know how all Samoans have those big man breasts.
What? What? I thought Shane would, like, you know, be cool enough to at least call us.
I don't know.
Obviously, there's a problem if Shane's going on, like, KTU and he's blowing us off in the afternoon.
Maybe we're on the outs.
We're obviously on the outs, but
obviously.
Give us the courtesy of a call.
Is it like wrestling, though, that we're on the outs, or is it real life?
I think it's real life.
Oh, I was hoping it was just like wrestling.
You think this is like a four-month bit?
Yeah, we're enemies now.
We're enemies, and then all of a sudden they're going to call and go, "Ah, it's all right, man. We'll help you out.
We'll team up with Triple H. I have Opie and Anthony." You know.
Yeah, I haven't watched wrestling since that.
Really?
Yeah, just like...
I find it hard to watch The Rock.
Because he's such a douchebag.
Yeah.
I must say,
he's such
though,
a douche, man. He wrecked it, yeah.
We saw Superman without his cape, and it wasn't fun.
Yeah, we saw the man behind the curtain.
And it was just... So now it's like, whatever he says, like, oh, whatever.
And he's such a huge storyline now. Like, right after he did that, he became, like, the storyline. He's the head of, like, all the wrestlers got together against Triple H and Stephanie and named Rock as their spokesman. So they all come out, go around the ring, and The Rock gets inside and starts, like, bashing Triple H and Stephanie and making demands of his own. So I got to sit there, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh, it's The Rock, The Croc.
Yeah.
And if he was a chicken, he'd be The Cock, because he's like a male. You know, he'd be a rooster.
Hey, Ant, AOL is doing well after hours trading.
Hey, were you listening to me?
No, not at all. I could care less.
Oh, okay.
Until someone gives me an explanation, I could care less.
Oh, my God. Let me see what they're doing. Wow.
Mikey.
You tool. Shut up.
What? I don't know. What'd you say?
Nothing. I'm talking here.
I know you're talking.
And you're trading.
Just getting you back from the other day.
Oh, okay.
Mike.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Cool.
Hey, listen, there's about 46 of us going to the Continental Airline Arenas on Sunday to see the show.
Yeah.
The WF show. And my father's got this huge Winnebago. So me and my brother's going to be a cool idea since WWF is always talking about who's screwing who. We're going to have a big banner on the Winnebago on the one side saying, "The Rock screwed Opie and Anthony." We're going to be protesting inside the arena with signs. So it'll be pretty cool if you guys check out.
Good. Cool. We'll check
and,
it out.
You know, we're going to have like a big tailgating party. You guys are more than welcome. I'm sure a lot of your fans will come out and support us.
We had tickets for both events, not going. We have tickets to the grand opening of the restaurant, not going.
I mean, it's pretty douchey what these guys, what he did to you, you know? I don't know if it's the owners or what, but I mean...
Well, at least call us and say, hey, we hate you now. Whatever, that's cool.
Hey, screw that. I'm still going to the opening.
I mean, basically, they're putting it on your
screw
hands,
them, man.
You know, you know,
I'll rake them for all the beer and food I can shove in me.
What, are you kidding?
When is that, anyway?
19th?
19th. I'm going, man.
A week from yesterday?
Come on. It's like there aren't all dicks. We can hang out with the Road Dog and talk about what a dick The Rock is.
He hates him, too. If you guys think we're a restaurant, let us know. We'll show up there with the Winnebago.
All right.
All right, guys. Be good.
I'd go hang out with Chris Jericho if he wasn't gay.
You might like you.
Oh, just kidding.
Y2K. Just kidding.
Y2KY. Mike, you're next on WNAW. What's up?
Oh, hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I tried to watch Monday night. I couldn't watch either. Ever since last week, I Rock comes on, I'm tuning out. I'm putting something else on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I did check out the WCW the other day.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Did you see Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
I called.
He's got to be 70, and he climbs to the top of the cage to do his famous, you know, move.
And they had Tito Santana doing the flying burrito and everything.
Yeah.
That was,
and then George the Animal Steel also came out. It was like, oof.
Well, now's the time.
Oh, my God.
Now's the time for them to do anything.
Eating the turnbuckles and stuff.
Yeah, he had to eat a turnbuckle.
Doing that old gag.
That old gag.
But I agree with you guys. It was like you guys finally met Santa, and he found out that he wasn't real. And I think that's why you guys are so upset about this.
Well, maybe The Rock is really pissed off because his WWF IPO that went off at $34 a share is now 14 and three quarters.
That's probably it. You guys are great.
Oops.
Later.
Bye.
Maybe you should try making more friends when your stock is slipping like that.
Dave!
Yeah?
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Bona? How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was thinking about bringing a sign that says, The Rock deserves a rusty trombone.
Yeah, whatever you want to bring there. That'd be cool.
And then The Rock screwed O&A.
All right, cool.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Later.
I mean, if the WWF does indeed hate us now, call us up and tell us.
Yeah, we want to know.
And we won't even talk. If you want to just call us up, we get on the phone, and you could just say, you're right, we hate you now, and hang up.
That's it.
And then at least we know.
The half street don't like it. The rock's a pussy. The rock's a pussy. The half street don't like it.
Let's go be tortated.
The rock's a pussy. The rock's a pussy.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Airsick Productions.
Yeah, that's something.
Hey, Ann, how about this weather?
Woo! Hey, had a little snow. A little snow earlier today, Opie. Nothing that accumulated.
How could you tell? I woke up to like 10-10 winds, and they were just, it was like Christmas for them.
Yeah.
They were freaking. They were interviewing people. What do you think of the first snowfall of the century?
Oh, no, of the century?
I swear they used that line.
Oh, please.
They were talking to someone, I don't even know, like west of the city somewhere, one of those counties, pulling people over on the side of the road. Hey, what do you think of the first snowfall of the century?
Of the century. You're in it. This is it. Yeah, I was watching the weather this morning, and the guy was all excited about snow in New York City. I look out the window. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on. Not a flake. And then tomorrow's supposed to be very frigid cold, though, I'll think.
Mm-hmm.
Bundle up in the morning. We're looking at wind chills 20 below.
It was a non-event today, though, but
they
were out in full force reporting on the snow. Most of us didn't even get.
I don't think we'll get any snow this year. I'm willing to say that. Oh, none.
Boy, that's a stretch. That's what happened last year. Nothing.
No, last year we got something. I remember driving around in like something.
Oh, right before St. Paddy's Day last year, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think we'll get anything. Totally dry. So I'm looking forward to some snow a little bit. Just want to four-wheel around a little bit. Get some slush puddles on some of these pain-in-the-ass pedestrians. God, that's fun. Always that fun. They're just standing at the bus stop. Big slush puddle. Wham! Whoosh! Take that home with you.
Why can't Opie watch wrestling?
Mm.
I don't know. Nick. Hey, Nick.
Yeah?
What's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering, Opie, why can't you watch wrestling, man? I mean, it's all right to be pissed off at The Rock and all.
Because I'm a baby. I was dissed, and now I'm being a baby about it, obviously.
Well, obviously, but can't you just, like, turn the TV off when The Rock comes on or something? Even at the whole show.
I don't want, I just...
They're trying to turn it into that. It sucks.
Well, yeah.
The Rock's, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say bring back Stone Cold so fast. Like, he was getting a little old to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, that whole act and stuff. But now it's just like, please, get Rock out of the picture. Put him back with where he was when he was with the Nation of Domination. Just like a nobody. The Rock says, shut up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to the Rumble. Any particular sign you really want to see? I'd do anything, dude.
Well,
The Rock takes it in the keister.
We're looking for The Rock signs.
Yeah.
For the Royal Rumble at the Garden.
Yeah, that keister thing. Want me to do it?
You guys couldn't make us laugh really hard. It's up to you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Something, though, it's got to be something with our show. Something right. that has to do with our show so we know it's legit.
Right.
All right, cool.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, let's take a break, Anthony.
All right.
If Shane wants to call us, I know he's in town. That would be nice.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Not. 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Let's go right back to the phones. Lee, you're next on the program. What's going on, man?
How you doing, O&A? What's going on? I'm riding on the LIE. They're swamping the LIE.
Yeah, you guys got to actually be careful out there. It's all turning to ice.
Oh, yeah, the roads are beautiful.
They are?
They're beautiful. They're dry. They're swamping.
Watch out for that black ice.
These guys are out of their minds.
All right.
Just spending our money.
All right, Lee. Thank you.
All right, bro. Peace.
All right. Cynthia, you're next. What's going on? Cynthia. Oh, we lost Cynthia? All right. O&A ruined my relationship.
How'd we do that?
Got to go to that call. Mark, you're next.
Heckle and Jekyll. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Listen, man.
How did we wreck your relationship?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
You know how you have the Hummer Tuesday thing?
Yeah.
So I was going out with this girl for 6 months. She
never, you know, how can I say it on the radio, would go downtown.
She never hobbed.
Exactly,
your knob.
Exactly. But I always did. And she had no problem with that. So I said, let me go here. Let me say this. I said, come on, let's, you know, Opie and Anthony have this Hummer Tuesday thing. Why don't we do it on Tuesday? You know, make a game out of it. Smack me in my face and I have no respect and told me, why didn't you tell Opie and Anthony to give you a Hummer? Look, the finest girl I ever had because of your Hummer Tuesdays.
It was worth it, though, right?
Oh, no way. This is the finest girl I ever had, you guys. And because of your Hummer Tuesdays, now I'm single with nothing.
Done.
Over.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man. I think you guys should let me come down there.
No.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We don't want losers down here.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm telling you, she was blonde, nice.
Oh,
nicest
yeah.
girl I ever had, and she broke up with me because of that reason.
Sorry, Mark.
I'm sorry, man.
All right,
you
bro.
Guys are great, man.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Got to say hi to all the new members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, Anthony.
Yes.
Bunch Congrats. Of them checking in the last couple days.
Yeah. People love it.
All right, there's really not much going on the phone, so what we're going to do is we're going to clear the lines. And we're going to come back with a quick game of what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show today, okay?
Yes.
212-757-1027. Two quick songs, and we'll do that. Stay there. WNEW. 1027 WNEW, Smashing Pumpkins, Cherub Rock, and Hole before that, Celebrity Skin. It's Opie and Anthony just about out the door for another day.
Ah, yes.
Time to play a quick game of what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people on hold. A lot of people trying to call. 212-757-1027. Very important. This part of the show, you got to make it quick.
Yeah.
We like getting a ton of people on really fast here, okay?
Yes, one thing that you learned.
So with that, let's start with Joe. Joe, what did you learn on the Opie and Anthony show today?
I learned that Danny Glover can't get a pizza neither.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, don't nip-snape me or my family.
Very good.
TKN.50megs.com. Later.
All right, bye. Two very obscure...
yeah,
thank you. I am really tired. Yeah, I'm really tired. Andrew!
Yo, I learned The Rock had more plastic surgery than Michael Jackson. Have a good one, guys.
All right, bye. Mike, you're next. What did you learn on the Opie and Anthony show today?
I learned that the WWF and Hillary Clinton both suck and give the rusty trombone, though Bill plays the saxophone.
All right, thank you. Chris, you're next.
Hey, how you doing? Opie Anthony, this is Chris. I'm a New York City cop.
All right.
The only thing we learned today is that all COs are a bunch of perps with guns.
All they do is yeah, they perps up when they're all with through, guns.
That's all they do.
Very good.
That's a good
all
one.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Brian, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, today, O&A, I learned today that Old Dirty really needs a job because he was fighting with that CO way too long.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Hey, Matt, you're next. What did you learn on the Opie and Anthony show today?
Yo, what's up? I just want to say that Diss in the Rock was the best ratings toy since WoW.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about it. You're getting so much publicity right now, it's ridiculous.
That's cool.
Screw Spaz.
All right, thank you. Anthony, where are you going?
Huh?
Anthony's like, he has his coat on, his laptop is packed away.
I'm out of here.
You're leaving?
You could finish, right?
Yeah, I could finish.
Yeah.
You did 3 days by yourself. I think I could do 6 minutes.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gone.
What are you, crabs?
Go see Adam. My pal. He's going to be at Governor's all weekend, starting tonight.
Adam Ferrara.
Adam Ferrara. He's hysterical.
Okay.
Go see him, but leave me alone tonight. Don't annoy me. I'm kidding.
You've changed.
I'm so kidding. Who's the jerk off at the bar after every show I go to over there talking with people? Me.
You.
Of course. Adam never, or Opie never shows up.
At least you go out. I don't even go out.
I like
that. Like, I should go.
You should. You should see
I'm tired tonight. I'll go like some, maybe Sunday night would be a perfect night.
Very tired lately.
I've been,
had that flu. Now you're tired.
I'm fine. Oh.
What about the big A? What's going on?
HIV's kicking in. Look at the weight loss on that.
Gives new meaning to the AIDS diet plan, right?
All right, Ed. Get the hell out of here.
All right, man.
Say hi to Ed at Governor's. He's not performing. He's just watching his buddy Adam Ferrara.
Drinking some
beers. There you go. All right. Later. There goes Anthony. Hey, Jack, you're next on the program. What did you learn on the show today?
I got two things real quick.
Yeah.
When Old Dirty was away, something very strange happened to him. Remember those 32 days?
Oh, yeah.
And then, second, if I ever go away, I'm not going to let a CO nip state me on my
All right, very good, Jack. Thank you.
He really left. He's gone.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that Letterman's got to take off his skirt.
Yeah.
And maybe he can hang out with some of the pansy CEOs out there.
Very good. Thank you.
Later.
All right. Mike, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I learned The Rock and Jericho are a couple and The Rock's a pussy.
All right. Very good.
They're gay.
Thank you.
I know it.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Frank, you're next. What did you learn on the show today? Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, I learned that I shouldn't listen to you guys when I have a stomach virus.
Why?
Yesterday when we saw a Psycho Mark on TV, I squirted in my drawers and my wife busted me.
Hey, very dude, good, yeah.
Check it out. My friend calls me up today. He says, listen, come over. I got a tape of this thing with Psycho Mark.
Yeah.
It's like a bloopers tape.
Yeah.
The first one is Psycho Mark. I'm dying. I'm sitting on his couch. I'm laughing my head off.
Uh-huh.
The second thing that's on there is the guy with the 18-inch dildo with Al Roker and the guy proposing.
Oh, beautiful.
It's the best tape I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, we were talking about that incident yesterday.
Oh, it's the funniest thing. I would love to send it to you.
Wait, so he has a copy of the whole Psycho Mark thing?
The whole Psycho Mark thing, and then he cuts right to the Al Roker dildo.
Oh,
incident.
Could you bring that tape in?
I will certainly do that.
You guys could personally come in. Hold on the line. Ben's going to talk to you. Come in with the tape, hang out, check out the show a little bit, and we'll give you guys some prizes.
Cool.
I'm serious. Hold on the line.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, get his info. Line. What line was I just on? 10. All right. Chris, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Yo, man, I learned that John Rocker is the biggest a-hole. You know, he couldn't apologize for nothing, man.
Apologize.
Born to be wild. Boo, boo, boo.
All right. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that a day later, Psycho Mark is still funny.
Still funny, huh? I think we're going to end with the Psycho Mark montage one last time, and then we'll bury that for a while.
All right, that'll be awesome.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, peace.
Bye. I think we're just about done. Blame relationship. Yeah, this is a good one, too. Hey, Beth?
Yes.
What did you learn on the show today?
I had a really bad relationship. You can just blame it on you guys.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm going to remember that.
All right, Beth. Thank you. A lot of good ones today. Sean?
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show today?
How complete and utter retards say manipulated.
Nipsnate?
Manipsid.
Very good.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys suck.
All right.
Bye.
We'll end with Joe, it looks like. Joe?
Yo.
What's up?
I learned tonight when I go to governor's, I'm going to bust Anthony's balls.
Yeah, everyone going to governor's, bust Anthony's balls.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, man, thank you.
Later.
With that, let's get the hell out of here. Get the Psycho Mark montage. Put it in six. All right, guys. We'll see you guys for FU Friday tomorrow. A lot of fun today. We'll see you guys at 2. We leave you with this, and then we'll put it in the archives. All right. Thanks for listening.
He can't seem to stay out of the way.
We got Channel 2 News on.
Got a megaphone and something to say.
There's Mark.
Causing trouble on CBS 2.
With the hugest wow sign.
Marsha Kramer is a tight ass shrew.
This is like interactive TV.
Psycho Mark. He's a freak.
There he is. It's a huge wow sign. Move over. What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy did something funny.
You look like a stock-raving lunatic.
That was classic. Mark can't be doing that. What the hell are you, Mark? You're interrupting our own news broadcast. God damn.
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know.
Take him on.
Chance, whip him out.
Marsha Kramer, she's very mad at me.
You tell her go to
our
boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out.
See, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I've seen in a very, very long time. Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that set you got? What do you, like, walk around like John Wayne, swaying, like?
Yeah.
I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why. Nice. That's why you gotta listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast.
1027 WNEW.